grasp your thrall. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
All the way through, yeah? Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you this evening from London on this day, the 9th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your regular host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I also have with me kindly this evening, because we had to persuade her to try, not persuade her, she's volunteered herself, and she's doing the best she can for our people. And to add a bit of variety and spice to what we're doing, we have Karamonde also with us this evening. We also have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba joining us this evening, wherever you are. We are welcoming you on this Sunday. We hope that some of you went to church. We've been praying in, in everywhere that we can. We've been having meetings today and doing some other things in order for us to try and move the Biafran project forward. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Please, wherever you are on this planet, this is Radio Biafra, you know how to contact us, you know what to do, you know the number to get hold of us with. You also know to join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype account. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype account. You should be able to get us. And also, please, we are on Skype. The Radio Biafra Twitter handle, we must say. We're also on Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're on email. We are on Facebook, we also on telephone and on Skype. So any of this means you can use it to contact us. You always get Radio Biafra via our web portals, which is www.radiobiafra.co or radiobiafralondon.com or belierhumanrights.org or peopleofbiafra.org or freedomvoicemedia.com or, we must make this abundantly clear, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. A lot of debate has been raging on regarding what happened yesterday about people's reaction from all over the world. That is what makes us very unique. We debate in the open, like every great democracy. We debate in the open. We come to a consensus and then we implement it. We don't want people to see debate and healthy exchanges as some kind of rivalry, as people who are in disarray or disunity. If you're in the Western world and things are working very well where you are, it's as a result of people having healthy debate out in the open. There is nothing wrong with it. That is the way to drive away evil. That is the way to stop impunity from happening within society. Every closed, secretive society do not and can never move forward. And we don't want to return to a type of system where people are not allowed to speak their mind. So for all of you that have contributed to very lively debate on Facebook, we are saying thank you very much. And for those of you who are watching on the sidelines, we also say thank you for watching what is happening. But please, please, please do not regard healthy, robust debate as people disagreeing or people not in disarray or disunity. It doesn't work that way. It is people having frank exchanges, because the new Biafra we are going to build is not a Biafra where when you say something, somebody will say, oh, you're attacking me, and they will send secret police to go and kill you. That type of nonsense will not happen. People can speak their mind. Even if you disagree with them, they must have the right to speak what is on their mind. As long as we don't use derogatory, insolent or abusive language, anything you want to say, you are more than welcome to say it. We are welcoming you once again. As we normally say, we're saying good morning to those of you who are waking up this morning. We're saying good afternoon to those of you who are in mid-afternoon, and to good evening for some people, especially in Western Europe. And also good night to even some people who are about to go to bed in some other part of the world, because your 12 noon is somebody's 12 midnight. That is the way the world is, because light, which is the sun, is always chasing darkness all the time, and darkness is running. That is why the earth keeps rotating and keeps spinning. Not many people know that the earth spins at over 1,000 miles per hour. It is spinning, it is rotating, it is orbiting the sun at the same time. These are the things we must know. That is why we cannot stand in one place. We cannot keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. No, 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 no. This is Radio Biafra. Here we tell you the truth the way it is. Some people may not like it. Some people may not be comfortable with the truth, but the truth must be spoken, because our ancestors rightly said many thousands of years ago that Eziokubuntu, truth is life. That is upon truth that we stand. Radio Biafra is whiter than white and cleaner than clean. We say it all the time. If you know anything wrong we have done, you come out and don't even write to us. Come out on the air and let us debate it. That is how proud of our pedigree that we are. We know in all the years since 1997 we started this very movement. In 1997, when Biafra was formally constituted in England, in London to be precise, we have not involved ourselves in anything that will bring shame or dishonor to the sacred name of Biafra. That is how much we value our people. That is how much we value this very Biafran project, because it is a thing of the spirit. If you are not called or led by the spirit, you will not understand it. You will think it is a money-making venture, but it is not. Because only those who are pure and genuine may be allowed to partake in it. Once again, we're welcoming you. And before I go to bring you the headlines, I will first of all go to Carol to please say hello to you. Carol, please.
Hello, good evening to the whole world, and welcome to our new members. Those on Facebook that I know have logged in tonight for the broadcast, welcome.
Thank you very much. And please, if you can put on Facebook that Radio Biafra is live on the air this time, that will be acceptable. That will be a very nice thing to do. Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. Everybody must try and do something. You must do something, each and every person. Radio Biafra is not going to get Biafra for you. I will not get Biafra on my own. Bilie Human Rights will not get it. Uche Mefo will not get Biafra for you. Neither will Dr. Egemba or any other person for that matter. All of us will get Biafra together, because everybody is important. Every single person is important in this struggle. The most lowliest person is as important as the highest person. That is why all hands must be put on deck. When we ask for people to add members on Facebook, we know what we are talking about. Go and add members, unless you're a coward. Unless you are terrified, you're scared, you are a coward within, you don't want people around you to know you're a Biafran. What is stopping you from adding your friends to Facebook? How difficult can it be?
people are finding it difficult to contribute to buy transmitter. We have excused you and said we won't talk about it on the air anymore. Why can't you? What have you done for Biafra? What is so difficult about adding your friends to Facebook so that we have the largest community on Facebook so that when we send out information, it goes to millions upon millions of people at the same time? What is difficult with that? Must we find difficulty in everything? What can be so hard to add your friends to Facebook? Unless you're a coward and you're scared and you are not proud of Biafra, in which case, this is not the place to belong. Go somewhere else, because at Radio Biafra, we are proud of our heritage. We are first and foremost Biafrans before we are Igbo people, before anything else. Let us go to Dr. Gemba to please say hello to you so that I can bring you the headlines this evening. Please, Doctor. Dr. Gemba, please. Maybe we may have lost Dr. Gemba there. The line wasn't very good. We may have lost him. We'll go straight to try and bring you the headlines this evening, wherever you are on this planet. We'll try and re-secure his line as quickly as possible. On this day, the 9th of June, the day after the seat at home that took the lives of innocent people, four young people were shot dead in the morning. Before the evening, the number had grown to 12. We are still remembering them, and our thoughts are with their families. We didn't want them to die this way. It's one of those things that happens when people don't listen. It's happened, but we must move on and continue with the struggle. But we remember them. We remember what they died for, albeit misguided, but we do remember what they died for. At least they said they died under the banner of Biafra. Today, we are still in Nigeria, the 9th of June. Nigeria is still there. Nothing has changed. The army is still on the streets. The police are everywhere looking for people, even making more money. We have succeeded in making even the Nigerian police more richer and making Hausa people who are on our streets even more wealthier as at this very morning, because all the roadblocks are up. If you don't pay, you won't pass. So sometimes we wonder if we think properly before we do certain things that we're going to. Please go onto Facebook, be listening to Radio Biafra. You know how to get hold of us. Our number is consistent. You can never miss it. Our number is there. It is consistent. Please, 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 we ask you all the time, if you are a regular listener on Radio Biafra, please do try and take down the studio number. The studio number does not change. We'll try and maintain it even when we go to the United States. We'll try and see if Canada can also accommodate us to stop us from going to US, coming back and then going to Canada. We would like to know if there are people in Canada that will be capable of hosting Radio Biafra so that we can actually route our journey via Canada. We can come to Canada and broadcast from Canada, ginger Canada up and put it all together how it should be, and then we can proceed to the US or vice versa. But we need to know, because it will be a waste of resources for us to go to US, come back again to London, and then also go back to Canada. That will be a waste of time and resources and effort and energy. And that won't be necessary. The number to call during the phone in, during the live debate, because this is your station. You own it. It is yours. The fact that you're contributing money to the sustenance of Radio Biafra means it is your own. You own it. You decide what happens here. When you call us, we stop everything we are doing and we take your call. The number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the main Radio Biafra studio line on Skype. Just add Radio Biafra on Skype. If you add Radio Biafra on Skype, everything should be fine. All you need to do is to just call us. If we accept you or not, you have the right to call Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you once again to this program. And our principal headline this evening is that Ndị Igbo in Kano honored the dead people who were bombed to death at the luxury park at Stobongeri today. There was an interdenominational service held at the bus park, what they call luxurious bus park, but over here it is called coach station, where the bombing happened at Stobongeri on March the 18th. There was a ceremony held there today, a memorial ceremony. My voice is a bit croaky. You forgive me. I'll try and sort it out in a minute. But we are reporting this evening that Ndị Igbo in Kano honored the dead people that died as a result of Boko Haram targeting of Igbo people and Christians in the north. Those that died on March the 18th at Stobongeri Luxurious Park, one of them being my own brother Ikechukwu Anosike from Ondabo, Isiama Faruku in Ibeku, in Omuahia. he died, and then we buried him shortly afterwards that this happened. That is the extent of madness and mayhem in the country. We are also reporting this evening that life in the zoo is even getting tougher for everybody, because as we are reporting, armed bandits have put Kaduna villages under siege. There is looting and killing going on in Kaduna State. Nobody is reporting it apart from Radio Biafra. We are telling you this evening that armed bandits, possibly Boko Haram people, are putting Kaduna villages under the most monumental terror ever witnessed. They are under siege. There is looting and killing in Kaduna villages. We'll be asking ourselves this evening, is it payback time for all the evil that Nigeria perpetrated against innocent Biafrans by killing us in our millions, 3.5 million to be precise? Is this payback time? Is this nemesis at work that even places that thought that they were immune from violence are now being visited with all manner of iniquity and atrocity, not minding that these were the same people that ganged up against Biafran people between 1966 and 1970. 66 was when the killing started. The declaration was done in 1967, and we had our country up until 1970 when we were, in effect, proscribed. We are also reporting this evening that Ribadu, the very first EFCC, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission chairman, is saying that Nigeria is drowning. These are Hausa people saying that Nigeria is drowning. Nigeria itself is drowning. These are Hausa people. What are we doing? How are we fighting this liberation struggle? How prepared are we? What is our state of preparedness? That is what we want to discuss tonight. The way going forward. Are we prepared? If Nigeria breaks up tomorrow, what type of Biafra will emerge from it? What type of country do we want? Let us start discussing it tonight and begin to put into place some of the very basic structures and fundamentals that will sustain a free Biafran state. We are asking this evening, following the revelation from Ribadu, that Nigeria is drowning. Nigeria is drowning. We'll be looking into it in great detail and asking ourselves, what is it that we are going to do to ensure that things don't get worse before they get better for our people? We will also be looking at this evening the what the implications are for the seat at home, very, very briefly, because here we don't shy away from any topic. We need to trash it. We need to finish it off. Then we know it has been treated. It has been dealt with. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Please, I don't know if we have managed to re-establish contact with Dr. Egemba, please.
Yes, and it's a pleasure. Good evening and welcome to the program wherever you are around the world. Obviously, after yesterday's event, we are still in a little bit of a super mood because we lost our brothers yesterday, which is not a good thing. But having said that, we will soldier on. We will remember them at the due course. So it's a pleasure to welcome you wherever you are to the program.
Yes, thank you very much. And you've heard what was presented as our headline this evening, starting with the issue of our people congregating at the luxurious park in Sabongeri in Kano, where we lost a lot of people on March the 18th. And also the news that we're reporting that armed bandits are putting Kaduna villages under a lot of siege. Before we go, or even before we come to you for your assessment, for your summary of all this news, we will attempt to very, very briefly bring our listeners, bring to their attention more or less what we are covering in terms of the news in detail. We are reporting this evening that Ndibo in Kano State, we have today, in fact, gathered in their thousands at the Luxurious Bus Park Station in Sabongeri in the state capital to honor Igbo people who died in the terror attack on the park on March the 18th, for which there has been not been any official acknowledgement by the Nigerian government, of which no compensation or reparation has been paid to the families. Today they gathered to pray to remember them. The special prayers were for the repose of the souls of the victims, who we are said, this very service was held at an interdenominational service that drew across all the Christian faith, everybody who is a Christian within walking distance of where this very event happened. They attended the meeting, they attended the gathering today where they prayed for God to accept the soul of the dead people. All the time on Radio Biafra, we keep talking about death because that is what is going on. People are dying, people are being killed in their thousands, and we have to report it. The Kano State branch of the Christian Association of Nigeria coordinated the spiritual program, presided over by Bishop Ransom Bello. Igbo traders in Kano Metropolis did not actually open their shops today as a mark of respect for the departed kinsmen, although one of the community leaders, who is Igwe Boniface Ibekwe, said that commercial activities will not be affected for those that want to go about their lawful business. That is what we are reporting today from Kano. We are also bringing report that armed bandits are putting Kaduna villages under siege. There is looting and killing going on. And why this is happening is because there is lawlessness, breakdown of law and order in Nigeria. Nigeria is going the way that Somalia did, and nobody can do anything about it. Good luck, Jonathan, is like Mohamed Siad Barre, the last recognized president of the whole Somalia, both north and south. They were telling him things he didn't want to listen. And now look at where Somalia is. We are telling you this evening that barely 4 months after armed bandits inflicted a massive attack on banks, police stations and settlements in Benin Gwari in Kaduna State, the area has once again come under a similar attack, with several villagers reported to have been killed. This is according to Sahara reporters. Their eyewitnesses told them that armed men surrounded Goro Doshe district, Gaska, and several other adjoining villages. Gorondoshe is a border town between Kaduna and Zamfara, and the source described it as being located about 30 kilometers from Dansadao. You have to forgive me, all these house names, I'm not very familiar with them. In Gorondoshe, the gunmen reportedly went on a looting and raping spree, maiming hunters and vigilantes that resisted the siege. They also burnt down several houses in the area before moving on to Gaskia village, where they inflicted further injuries on more villagers. Security sources confirmed that efforts to reach the villagers have been complicated by logistics problems. They disclosed, however, that it will take them 3 hours from Benin Gwari to reach the besieged villages, which are surrounded by thick forests and linked by poor road networks. It remains unclear if the helicopters recently given to the Nigerian police for fighting crime are being deployed to such areas. This is what is happening in Kaduna State, one of the areas that were convinced to fight against Biafra. They are now getting what we can only describe as their comeuppance. Everywhere is in turmoil. Nigeria is boiling and burning. And it is our duty to report it as it happens, because at Radio Biafra will tell you the truth. Any day we stop reporting the truth, we close down. We don't have any purpose any longer to exist if we fail to tell you what the truth is, regardless of how bitter it is. We are also reporting this evening that the former chairman of EFCC, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Malam Nuhu Ribadu, has lamented that the Nigerian democratic dispensation was full of tyranny. Tyranny being witnessed in Anambra State, where shoot at sight, bringing in the police, letters being yesterday, to kill innocent people who are going about protesting. Even if some of us don't agree with the ridiculous idea of sitting at home to get your independence, yet the Nigerian army, the Nigerian police, went about shooting people, and we lost 12 yesterday. Ezu River is still there, unaccounted for. That is what this Hausa man is talking about. Ribadu made this observation while delivering a lecture organized by the students' representatives of the Council of the Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, Kaduna State. According to him, leadership failure has made the youth lose confidence in government. Maybe that was why some of them even came out yesterday, because there is no confidence at all whatsoever in the government. Noting that recent happenings all over the country has shown that the people are in a sinking ship. This is a Hausa man with a lot of money abroad. He has made his arrangements to flee the country anytime there is breakdown of law and order. Anytime Nigeria descends into anarchy, like Somalia, they have their homes, they have their apartments, purchased all over the world, ready to fly out. This is his warning that he's giving you this evening. He is saying that the recent happenings in Nigeria is an indication that Nigeria is a sinking ship. This is coming from the former chairman of EFCC. If people can remember who this Ribadu is. If a Hausa man is telling you that Nigeria is sinking, how about you that have no say? A Biafran, an Igbo person, you have no say in Nigeria. You are a second class, a third class citizen. You're more or less a slave, a glorified slave. If the master is saying that the ship is sinking, what is the deckhand doing? You look for the nearest life raft. You look for the nearest lifeboat and jump into it, as most of them have done. They have purchased every manner of luxury abroad waiting for them for Nigeria to collapse so they can just run away. This is what we are bringing to you this evening. And please, you know the routine, you know the drill, you know when to call. Please, you start calling us in exactly 10 minutes' time. I'll go to Dr. Egemba to please give us a brief resume, his understanding of the headlines we are bringing this evening to the whole world. Please, Doctor, go ahead.
Yes, Nadi, thank you very much, as always, for that introduction to our signature headline this evening. The Medical Service Organizing cannot honor the dead. And this is more or less a Igbo Christian tradition that when people die, after some time, you carry out a memorial service to honor them. And the people organizers did it to in the particular spot, the area that the incident took place, which will bring back all the memories of what happened and to show people that we care, regardless of how far away we are from the scene of that incident. We still remember those involved. We pray, obviously, that God will grant their soul the perfect rest in peace. And we hope that it will not happen again. That is a hope, but all indications are pointing out that that will likely not be the case. With regards to the bandits laying siege in Kaduna State, I hope that the innocent people will not cut out.
But they are the ones being killed. It's innocent people who are being killed.
Right. Yes. When this type of thing happens, it is the innocent people that will be killed. Those who they're supposed to target, they don't. By the way, we are all aware that Nigeria is in war in northeast. That's where you have Borno State and is it Adamawa? You have all the others, their states in where it's there. So could it be that Boko Haram have relocated? If you pursue them from one end, they will go to another end. And I hope we all remember that all the Northern Elders, almost all of them, with no exception, they are all geared out, campaigning, speaking out vehemently against the action of the federal government. Could it be that these Hausa people, their political leaders, have given them another escape route, directed them a new direction, where else to operate from, so that they will now want to check if Nigeria will now declare a state of emergency in another area. Just as we were saying the other day, it would be absolutely impossible for Nigeria to fight in multiple fronts. Do not have the capacity to fight in multiple fronts. So this is a test. What is going to happen? When the going gets tough, if the Hausa people, the Hausa Fulani will carry out their threat of making the country ungovernable in their territory, and the different people will gather ourselves, organize ourselves, and move for in full force for to take what rightly belongs to us. Other people around the country in the West also do the same. Then that will be the end of the zoological republic. All animals will then be forced to leave the zoo and look for a safe haven. Well, whatever the outcome will be, we don't want to be caught unawares. This is why we are doing what we are doing, to prepare ourselves in case the unexpected happens. It is not unexpected, actually. In case the expected happens unexpectedly, that's a better way to say it, because we are all expecting it. It's just that we do not know exactly when. So we should prepare ourselves for the expected to happen unexpectedly. So for happening, it will be. It's just a matter of how and when it's going to happen. We are not absolutely sure. So we have to be in a state of preparedness all the time. With regard to liberty, well, what is it there to add again? They all know he was the head of the corruption, the corruption agency. He is at the head. He knew how deeply entrenched corruption is in the system, and he knew that it is not reformable. Whoever that is, the person that is in that position now, whoever that is going to be, the president knows, everyone knows that corruption cannot be remedied in Nigeria. So what he's saying is obvious. So if that's, it is not surprising that he is saying it, because if you live in a country where nothing happens, corruption is so endemic that it becomes order of the day. Anything can happen for anything. So nobody should be surprised. All we need to do is, how are we going to organize ourselves to make things better in the country where we are hoping to land at the end of the day? If I may add here quickly with what you said at the beginning and about our people, those when we carried out a very rigorous debate yesterday, obviously many people are against. Some of our brothers, even among us, our dear friends, those who are not used to rigorous debate, they've forgotten how the Igbo society operates. They have forgotten AMA, Bara, where Umunna comes to talk about issue of the land. Umunna, which they say debate, then they will arrive at a conclusion. Then they move away. They don't just come issue and come on the table, they dissolve it like that or agree without hearing. They give each person the opportunity to their view, no matter how stupid it is. Then at the end of the day, still Umunna will be at the forefront. They will still take the constitution. They will still take the correct consensus decision. So if you are not used to debate, if you don't like debate, you are sweeping it under the carpet. It is their growing mode, gathering strength. So sometimes, someday, it will spill out. Why not bring it out, sweep it out in the open? Let us dry it. Let us trash it. Take the good ones, remove them, package them, arrange them. Then, and the bad ones, we throw them away. That's what we are trying to do. So, if you are uncomfortable with rigorous debate, as Nandi said, you are in the wrong place. And we are preparing ourselves for a new Biafra whereby every parliament will be debate. Money will not debate. It is money and people. So, let us start now to get used to it. We are heading towards a people's real, real democratic republic.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Doctor. Do you have anything to add to that, please, Carol? What is your take? What is the assessment of what you've had so far? What is your thoughts?
I followed the headlines today, and I know that you met in today for memorial for those that are dead. So rest in peace, those that are dead. And also that we are having a prayer day on the 30th of June and the last Sunday of every month. I know Nonny Manning is posting online of the prayer group and asking for suggestions on the posts on what to pray for, because I know that we're different religions. Although we're all Barafrans, we come from different religions. So yes, maybe if we can go for prayer, aim of prayer, not a specific prayer, if you see what I mean, because we've got different religions within Barafra. We're not all Christians. Some of us are Igbo, some of us have other religions. The Masob discussions, that's a big talk on the forum at the moment. It's causing a lot of ups and downs. You know, I think that there are some...
It is debate. Yes, we debate at radio. We are not sweeping
very much so.
Under the carpet. We discuss even the undiscussable. Yeah, because this is Radio Biafra. Nothing will be swept under the carpet. If you're comfortable with evil, please, please, please go and join Nigeria. At Biafra, we'll discuss everything from now till eternity, until light prevails over darkness, until good surmounts evil. It's because of this sweeping under the carpet, that is why we have not tangibly moved any step closer to realizing Biafra. All we have is using criminality to substitute for freedom fighting. They are not the same thing.
Yes, Mr. Kano, I'm coming to. I'm sweeping under the carpet. But yes, as I was saying, the mass of fire is hot on the Facebook forum today, and they are discussing everything. My view is that not everybody in mass of is corrupt, that some people have been misled into going corrupt. Down that bad path. And at the end of the day, I think that the good will stand up, and they will stand with the Bereans, because at the end of the day, it's all unity, and we're all together, no matter which group we side with. Also, we're saying today that 12 were confirmed dead. And I know today I was reading that it was 2. And I was saying, how is it only 2? Because they're covering it up already. And they're even saying that the 2 that died were killed in a car accident. So, you know, this is where you get the truth and the honesty. This is what I was saying about it's coming out, the sweeping under the carpet. That's what the news down there is trying to do. And in fact, it may even be more than 12 from what I'm gathering, because so much is hidden down there.
Yes, that is why we have to keep saying what we are saying, that here at Radio Biafra, we sweep nothing under the carpet. Nothing, absolutely nothing gets hidden. We discuss everything. If you know that you are not a very good person, please stay away from what we are doing. Stay away from Radio Biafra, because if you commit any crime, if you participate in any evil, you will be exposed. Because here at Radio Biafra, every evil is exposed. Thank you very much for that. And please keep your eyes on Facebook. We want people to keep... And tell me if people are not adding. People are not adding their friends onto Facebook, you tell me. We name and shame them. I don't know why we have people who are on Facebook. They are afraid to add their friends to the page. They are afraid to convince their friends to even add their own friends as well. Go out and be an ambassador. What are you doing? What have you done for Biafra? Is it by writing 2 or 3 lines on comments page, sending it? What physical thing have you done? What has it taken out of you today to say, this is what I did for my beloved Biafra? I love Biafra. I love Biafra. It's not by mouth alone. What action have you taken? What have you done to show, to convince yourself, to convince those around you that you believe in Biafra in truth and honesty? We know a lot of you have been calling. Please do try and bear with us. We will attempt to take this call if it is possible, but please do bear with us. Don't be despondent. If you keep trying, we'll remain on air until you stop calling. We'll be here to take your call. That is what we are here to do. Let us try and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Yeah, it's me, Chidera.
Chidera, please turn your system down or off and speak to us via Skype. The whole world is listening. This is Chidera Kabuo. You're calling from Tennessee in the United States. Please go ahead. The world is listening to you.
Okay, yeah. Someone complained to me. He stays in the Philippines that the older people there, the elders there, are not that trying to discourage them from being a part of Biafra and fighting for it. So, I just want to know and tell them to stop. We're not forcing anyone to fight. So if you don't want to fight for Biafra, just let the people who have the passion to do that to go ahead.
This is happening in the Philippines, you said. What is happening in the Philippines? What happened?
Someone sent me a text there that he went to the meeting where he belongs to and told them about Radio Biafra and what we've been doing to get our freedom, and they were discouraging him and telling him that he went through a lot during the Civil War, that he's young and he probably didn't know what happened during the Civil War, so he shouldn't tell them about it. So that's kind of disturbing to me, and I wanted to stop.
So how do you view... I am astonished sometimes. You see,
When I speak, people say sometimes I'm very upset. You get very angry. I get very angry because you cannot tell me that you are educated. You went to school. You studied history. You read about social sciences. And you can't understand that sometimes in life that war becomes necessary. People don't understand it. Britain went through First World War. They went through the Crimean War. When Hitler attacked them in 1939, 1940, they fought back, not minding that it hadn't been up to 7 years that the First World War that ended in a stalemate on the killing fields in Belgium. Our people don't understand history because some of them are not educated, I'm afraid to say. They don't understand English language very well. They study in English. They don't grasp the meaning of what they're reading. When you are threatened, if somebody comes and kills you, kills your grandmother, kills your grandfather, kills your uncle, and after many years is coming after your children, if you have to fight, you fight. From which planet do these people come from? Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. They gave them everything, promised them heaven and earth, jeep upstairs as they're giving to Wazirike. John Garang said no. The people that is fighting with him said no, they will not accept anything from anybody. They plotted and killed John Garang when he went to visit Uganda. It did not deter them. The fact that they killed John Garang did not stop them. They fought for 30 years. Let us put this into perspective. For each year that Biafra fought, Southern Sudan fought for 10 years. For each year we fought, 10 years. For the last year we fought, 10 years in Southern Sudan. And they got their independence because it is an Igbo adage. If we had sustained that war, God knows, by now we would have been free people. Our people need to understand, even before your mother gave birth to you, many, many eggs in the womb died that one may live. That is how life is. Yeah. Before you become a Christian, our Savior came down from heaven, called Jesus Christ, in case we've forgotten, and he did something. He sacrificed himself that others may be free. So in the process that we are embarking upon, if we are not praying for war, but we are it to come forward to war, we have to fight. The only thing we are saying is that this time around, we will be more prepared than we were before. That's all we are saying. Nobody's asking for war. To tell me that you're prepared to be a slave in the Philippines, in another person's country, enjoying, let them go and ask the Filipinos what they went through to drive away Imelda Marcos and the husband. Our people need somebody suggested before that in the new Biafra we will turn every textbook into a local language. If you're in Ibibi, physics will be in Ibibio language, geography in Ibibio language, everything is in Ibibio language. If you're from Igbo land, everything will be in Igbo language. Everything. So that our people can reason in their own language. This is why I hated colonialism. If you think in a foreign language, you will not understand the meaning of what you're talking about. That is why at Radio Biafra, we don't present radio and journalism the way it is done everywhere else. Because our people, it will not have the desired impact. Here, we give you the news and tell you the meaning and implications of the news you are presenting. How can somebody who claims he or she is educated can go to Philippines and say, oh, don't join, you were not born during the war. What if you see what you suffered? Do you know what Churchill went through, what the British people went through under Hitler? Had Hitler launched his infantry into this country, has he commenced the ground assault in Britain, he would have taken over the country. That's what saved the people here. They don't understand history because they are not educated. They were educated in Nigeria, where you go to school for 2 weeks and you're on strike for 8 years. I don't blame them at all. That was where some of us left that zoo to come outside to come and study, so we can understand what studying is all about. So that when we stand up and speak and talk about intelligent people, we know what we are talking about. Anybody who is educated in Nigeria, I'm afraid to say, you are nobody because your brain is not complete. You are not intelligent enough to discuss or to understand what we're talking about. If you have to go to war, you go to war. Sometimes you fight a war not to defend lives and property, but to defend something that money cannot buy. That thing is called honor.
It is called honor. Let them go and read the Bible. Let them go and read every history textbook. Thank you very much for calling, my dear sister, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, do you see what we are going through here? Can you begin to appreciate what we're going through? That some people don't understand what is in... I don't get it sometimes. I am struggling to understand it because I just can't understand it. Why some people are the way they are. We are doing everything humanly possible to make life easier for our people, but they still can't get it. Let us go to Doctor. What do you make of what you're hearing? People in the Philippines discouraging other people from going out and canvassing for support for Biafra.
Yes, Andre, I am not surprised. Obviously, you yourself and myself witnessed that firsthand here in London when we went to visit some communities, and we have mapped out strategies to continue that mission, and we are prepared also to receive such a hostile attitude. We are not surprised because our people have not, don't have that history of persistent struggle, fighting for a long time. Even the 3 years we lasted, people will just think that it is everlasting, it will never happen again, it cannot happen again, it shouldn't happen again, don't even talk about it. Even some the so-called learned people who knows, supposes, because you lost somebody during the war, therefore, what happened? Even, I'm sure you must have seen that this in the Facebook, someone went to dig out the agreement that was signed, the surrender. And I was telling you, say, listen, if you are in a relationship or you divorced, someone divorced you or your girlfriend leaves you or your wife leaves you, are you going to commit suicide because of it? If you went to exam, you didn't start the exam you went for or whatever, are you going to commit suicide because you failed the exam? Or even let us take a small fight, we do fight, when you are young people, you mates will fight, you know, one will beat you up, and this will you say because someone beat you up during a school field fight, you are going to commit suicide? That is what they are telling. Yes, that you surrendered, you said you threw in the tower in order to regroup and come back again. But I even told him that, have you forgotten the adage that says you live to fight another day? Yes, okay, fair enough. And by the way,
yes, doctor, let us try and take this call from Barrister Mamezu. Is Barrister Mamezu there?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Is everything okay on your side now? Good evening.
Yes, the committee is set up, and yes, I've been seeing what the sister from States talking about the Philippines and okay. How they are being discouraged. Yes.
Go ahead. Say hello to our listeners before we proceed, because you've been missing in action for a while now. You've turned into another Marachi. You've gone missing for a while, 2, 3, 4, even sometimes a week at a time.
Director, good evening. You and all our visitors, the whole Biafra at large, and our well wishes and those who want Biafra to stand. I follow the program on a daily basis because I cannot leave a day without hearing the voice of Biafra, our supporters, or those who want Biafra to stand. And I read all the extracts, all the things people write in and put forward in the name of Biafra. So grateful, and we follow this to this logical conclusion. Biafra will stand. We stand in Biafra, we breathe Biafra, and we stay Biafra. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
I'm back here with you.
Wonderful. That is good to know that the very eloquent barrister Emmanuel is with us. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
My name is Chimezie Chibo.
Chimezie Chibo. From where?
From Thessaloniki.
Thessaloniki is in Greece, if I'm not mistaken. The apostles go there. The Bible, they have Thessaloniki. Are you close to where St. Paul? Is it St. Paul or St.? I don't know who is it. Stephen, Saint Stephen went to. I don't know. I know Thessaloniki is in the Bible.
Saint Paul.
Oh, Saint Paul. Okay, wonderful. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Even Neme the most minor.
Yes.
Also, Mokadine and Adam in prayer.
ma na ofigo nto ikwu bra na ka ma na ana ekwu ibe ama ni ba ka na asu ni igbo so that na
tell me bido go Radio Biafra, when did you start listening to Radio Biafra?
About 1 hour ago.
Radio Biafra has been on air for over 1 year, and we discussed this very issue. Biafra is not made up of only Igbo people, it is made up of other nationalities as well. And our friends are listening all over the world. People who want to support Biafra, they are listening all over the world to see or hear the type of people we are and what we represent. How can they understand Igbo language at this point
in time? On that basis, you are correct. You understand?
Thank you. Go ahead and make your point.
What I'm saying is that all this problem we are having there, you know, where our people, you know, our people, we are difficult people, you know. And this is struggle now. You now, there, you are struggling now, and all these things. When this struggle is actualized, you find out that there is no love among ourselves. This is the problem we are having in our country, Nigeria, Biafra. If we, first of all, we can have love within ourselves, then we can be able to get whatever we want, you know. Because there is no love among ourselves.
Hute, if there is no love, why would somebody like myself be serving my country since 1997? Why would I risk myself and be jailed by the Nigerian government? Why would, when I mean jail, I mean solitary confinement for 3 months, first at Ikoyi in Lagos, driven under armed escort to Abuja, went to SSS headquarters in Abuja, and put in underground detention for 3 months without seeing the sunlight? Why would I come out of that and continue to fight for my people? Why would MASOP kidnap me and beat me to nearly to death? Because of Biafra, because I was speaking the truth. They forced them to release me. I am still fighting for a Biafra of truth and honesty. I worked for Biafra. I saved my money for Biafra. And I am devoting everything I have towards Biafra. So how can you say we don't love each other?
That is the type of Biafra we want. You understand me? That is the type of Biafra we want. What I'm telling you is that we have a lot of disappointment among our people. Because this episode, if our people can come together and let our world be one, that is the problem we're having. This struggle now, when it is actualized now, you find out there will be a lot of problems. People will be struggling and scrambling for things that they did not fight for.
That may be possible.
That greediness.
No. We are not greedy people. We are not. My brother. I want to get one thing. I want to get you to understand one thing, is that we are not greedy people, and I have evidence to back that up. Nobody has stolen what Omar Odiko has stolen before. No Igbo politician has ever been accused of stealing up to, not even up to 500 million naira in Nigeria ever before. Never. Ever. We are not a greedy people. We may be misguided, but greed, I don't subscribe to that at all. Thank you for calling. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
It's Chore Ugbe.
Sorry, is your name again, please?
My name is Chore Ugbe, calling from Cologne, Germany.
You're calling from Cologne in Germany. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. I just wanted to congratulate you for everything that you are doing right now. This is the first time I'm joining your program.
Thank you.
A friend of mine here, also in Cologne, Germany, one lady, Amaka Eze,
yes,
was the one that told me about this Radio Biafra. It's very interesting. One little thing I just want to tell you. You seem to be very angry when you are... discussing, so it is kind of getting on the way of the discussion. So if you can make it a little bit, if you can put your anger on the background, it will be very nice. Then I also want to ask you, what are the other nationalities that are going to be in Biafra if Biafra is actualized? Are they robots among?
Yes, Ishekiri is among, Ijo is among, Idoma is with us, Ibibio is with us, Efik is with us, Ijo is with us, and then the Ndokwa people, that includes the Ogoni people, are also with us. Everybody is coming with us.
All right. So what I'm asking you right now is the world hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much for calling. And God bless you. I will try to tone down. Yes, they said I shouldn't be angry. I don't know how is when you read what is happening to our people and we are very docile. I don't know. It becomes very, very difficult. It becomes extremely difficult. Please, we are pleading with everybody. We are asking everybody, please, wherever you are, to try to understand our frustration. We are not happy with what is happening to our people. That is why we may appear to be upset. We don't want to be upset, but events are driving us to that. And if you're not upset that your people are dying, what would make you upset? This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are this evening.
Okay. My bishop calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, yes?
Yeah, Emma Bishop.
From Malaysia. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I just want to give a prophecy to that lady that called last from Philippines. Hello?
We are listening to you. The world is listening to you. Please go ahead.
I want them to understand that Biafra is not done but not defeated. That is the prophecy I want to give to them. So get to reach. Send the message to them that the Biafra is not done but not defeated. We disagree to be defeated, but rather we are not done but not defeated. We are going to achieve the Biafra, and Biafra is coming to exist. So that is the prophecy I want to give to them. So send the prophecy to them that Biafra is not done but not yet defeated.
Thank you. We are not defeated. We agree with you, my brother. We are not defeated, and we can never, ever, ever be defeated. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are this evening, please.
Good evening, my name is Okechukwu Webu. I'm calling from Niederwerk in Germany.
Go ahead, my brother, the world is listening.
I would like to say more grace to your elbow, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. And I want to also thank the man that boldly said, I think Mr. Webu also from America.
Yes, Moses Webu from America,
I wanted to take up the responsibility of the transmitter of the thing.
Yes.
The next thing I want to ask is this. Yesterday somebody asked, what are the Germans doing, or the Igbos, or the Biafrans in Germany? I didn't get the answer to the yesterday broadcast. Somebody asked the question, and the Fred Onyali came up, that there wasn't any concrete something. The sister that just called from Cologne is also in Germany.
Yes.
I expect to hear something to that light, so that Germans or the Biafrans in Germans should be sensitized to this aspect. I look forward to hear what Fred Onyali is going to say. I look forward to hear what the Biafrans in Germany are going to say. We have a lot of Nigerian union meetings. We have Igbo union meetings, like somebody pointed out yesterday. I am expecting to hear what are the plans. Germany is a big country, so to say. Like I said, I'm calling from Niedersachsen. It is far from where the sister are called, calling from Cologne, called. So there is the need to know how are the Biafrans in Germany coordinating issues. It's a very big country, so to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are waiting for Fred Onyali to respond kindly to what you have put forward. Germany is very big. Why Germany is lagging behind, no one can explain that. Only God in heaven knows. We don't know what Germany is doing. Please, barrister, can you tell us what, in your own opinion, is you think is holding Germany, please?
Director, as you know, and also director knows, Dr. Ikemba, there's nothing else rather than fear. Fear, or people associate a lot. Fear in the name of Biafra, in the name that they were born with, the name that existed Biafra before Nigeria was built. They are afraid. A lot of wrong information has been infused into our people. Remember two or three callers telling you that your people are greedy. And I'm very happy the way you refuted it, because we are not. It's all wrongful information created into the
ears and heads of our people to believe that Biafrans are this. Biafrans will cheat the River State. They will cheat the Akwa Ibom. They will cheat the Delta. All these are rubbish information planted by our enemies in order to divide and carry on ruling us. All this information are their own crap and rubbish. And very soon, they will be told to be all false. The reason why the German people, all our people in Germany, are very slow in reacting is because of fear. Fear that Biafra may not exist again. Fear that Nigeria is the only hope, which is a false hope. For the past 52 years, Nigeria has been existing. What has been afforded to our people? Just like you rightly said about half an hour ago, this is the reason why all of us are abroad. If our country is fine, what are we doing in another man's country? We are not even needed. A lot of our people have been deported from different places in European lands. What are we doing in their land? Why can't we go home, develop our own? Our people are afraid of that name, Biafra. But I tell you, Director, we are removing those fears. People are now realizing their rights. One thing about our people is, once you let them, once you enlighten them, there's nothing to be feared about yourself. How can I be afraid of me? How can the Director Nnamdi Kanu be afraid of Director Nnamdi Kanu? When you are afraid of yourself, that means you're not existing. We are removing those fears from them, and gradually we'll get to that promised land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Barrister Emam Mezu. Very direct to the point, as always. I welcome that. We are not greedy people. Let us make this thing very clear to our people that as Radio Biafra, this radio station belongs to the people of Biafra. We are allowed here to be self-appraising and self-critical. Nobody from outside is meant to take advantage of that. And I'll give you a very simple example. The Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, is being criticized by the newspapers in this country when she gets something wrong. That doesn't mean that you from outside is also accorded that privilege to criticize her. They will tear you to pieces. You're not allowed to do that. So this is our platform. We know where we are going. We know where we want to take our people to. And nobody should attempt to try to take advantage of that to mean or to read disunity into it, because you will be very much mistaken, and we are here to correct you. That is why Radio Biafra exists, to correct all the misinformation, to correct all the lies that have been perpetrated over many decades regarding the relationship of Biafrans, regarding the relationship between Igbo people and their neighbors. Very soon we'll come to our sister from Uroba, and we hope that Nonye Manning is listening online. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are this evening, please. The caller on Skype, please, can you give us your name and where you are this evening, please? Can you... Please, your name... Hello, the caller on Skype, your name... Yes. We are talking to you, we can hear you. The caller on Skype, what is your name and where are you, please?
Yeah, Brian Lande, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu James.
Yes, and, yes. And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal, wonderful people, go ahead.
Yeah, the issue of what they are talking about concerning our people, you know, trying to misleading others, telling them that you were not there when the war was fought, you are not this, you are not that. Everybody in Igbo land have already had that particular story. It is never a new story to our people. So everybody should know that once we have been killing from the day one, we all must come out and stand and defend our people. The issue of this fear, I also believe I'm trying to keep this kind of thing in and out. And please, I would like a situation whereby, if it can be possible, let it be that we meet our Reverend Fathers down there in the East. Because I am getting this Radio Biafra is because I am connected to the net. Others are there that are not connected. So I believe our ears should be those people that can be able to reach them. If through the Reverend Fathers, then those people, anything that is being announced in the Catholic Church, which is the number one or maybe the most popular church in Igbo land or in Biafra land, anything that gets to their ear will definitely reach even the grand old mama them in the village. So I believe if through our Reverend Fathers in the village, in our places. Then we talk them about the Biafra. Let them teach about it. Nobody should say that religion has nothing to do with politics or whatever. Because why I should say that is because in Christendom today, politics are church people. So there's no difference between church and the politics or government. So you yourself talking to me today here, you are a church member. You are somewhere, you are attending one particular church or another. So therefore, the same way, you are also maybe trying to fight and actualize your people or bring them out of the suffer they are suffering. So the same thing, we are all the same. What I'm trying to put in effect is, let our people in the village, let us meet our reverend fathers. In my own village, I am from our mama in Imo State, in Umuokwe community. My own reverend father even campaigned for this particular Imo State present governor now, which is Rocha Sokorocha. He campaigned for him during the time he has problem with Ohakim. He was the one that campaigned and telling people that Ohakim ordered people to flog our reverend father. For that reason, Onyenepele vote. So even in Imo State, I say that now Ohakim he flogged our reverend father and will not give him vote. So for that reason, everybody tried and remove him away. And that's how he lost the particular election. So that is it. People are saying it's divine, it's divine. Divine makes it because of the Reverend Fathers everywhere in the East, especially in Imo State, they make it as announcement to the church. Show me the other side. So here in the church, just like on your group yesterday's mention something about a market or something like that, is something good. From there, we still get a mind of people. Here in the Koku transmitter. Somebody now will be here because him na not how namna no they connected. Like was another person. Somebody no idea nobody here before. Somebody that my hair but some na here in the Koku get what they got. You walk there because of many people are nobody. This kind of thing we are talking about. Many know about Waziri and Masom. You see about it now. So that's what I'm trying to put in so that the thing will reach everybody, even the newborn baby, even the umbro is still inside the mother womb, can still be able to know what is Biafra. Biafra is something that can never be forgotten in the mind of every Igbo man. Even both the people at the Benue side of Biafra, and I don't know how I'm going to call their name or something like that, but I still believe that also, yes, the Biafra map is also up to that end. The Ajos, they are a Catholic church. The Boko area, myself, another place very well. They are all Christians.
Yes.
This thing must be preached in the let Reverend Fathers. We have to call them in order, call them meeting, see them with them, the people that has the length or the leg to reach them. We talk to them. Reverend Father cannot deny politics or whatever if people are calling it politics. They can never deny it because it is a bishop that come and pray for soldiers before they will go for war.
Yes.
Yeah. The Reverend Fathers are still the same thing with the government. So let us meet them with them. Every damn bomb in Biafra land will know what we are talking about.
That is correct. Thank you very, very much. We welcome your views. They are quite palatable. I accept them in total. There is nothing to remove from it. We must remind everybody listening this evening that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. The time has just gone 7 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here in London. There's still light outside, which is quite, even despite all the years I have spent in England, when it's 6-7 o'clock and there's still light outside, I get a bit worried because where I come from, in the sacred land where I come from called Biafra, by this time there is darkness everywhere. We are welcoming all our listeners from all over the world because Radio Biafra is listened to in every part of the world. Wherever there are Biafrans, there is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call once again, please. Give us your name and where you are this evening, that this is Radio Biafra. We're reaching the world from London.
Yeah, I'm calling from South Africa. You're speaking to Mr. Isaac.
Mr. Isaac from South Africa. Go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very happy to hear about what is happening going on about Radio Biafra. I was listening to his show, as a person that talking about Biafra, the way we said, as a matchup member. I'm also a matchup member.
Yes.
Right from day one. I was even arrested because of big trouble. I so happy that the people that support and try to do something like this. I don't know if there's any communication we have been communicating to people in South Africa also regarding about this.
But you are there now, maybe you can do that work. You are in South Africa, maybe you can do that particular work. We understand sometimes that this may be very difficult for some people, but we want everybody in South Africa to sign up to the gospel being preached by Radio Biafra. Everything we tell you come to pass. We don't exaggerate, we don't fabricate, we don't look for stunt. It is very, very easy to be popular, you know, with Biafra. Let me tell you how easy it is. All you need to do is to go and save up money. Any day you get 500,000, 400,000 to 500,000, you can become a big Biafran leader. All you need to do is to go to Lagos, go and pay, you see Guardian newspaper, you give them 100,000. You go to Vanguard, you give them 100,000. You go to This Day, you give them 100,000. You go to Sun, 100,000. Nation, Punch, that's all you need. And you say, write 4 consecutive headlines every day simultaneously across all papers. Tell them, I'm going to see Obama to get Biafra. The next day, you become a Biafran leader. Because they will publish it for you because they know you are not going to do anything. If you take Nigeria to court, as we have done in the law court, coming up again on the 25th, Nigeria will not publish it. Because they know that that is the real thing happening. They won't publish it. But if you go now and making noise and say, oh, we're coming out on the street, there's 2 million men are going to march from Asaba to Nobi. They write about it because they know that after the whole nonsense, nothing will come out of it. This is the mentality and the psyche of the people in Nigeria that most people don't appreciate. Biafra is hard work. Biafra is not about publicity stunt. No. Biafra is about looking at things, defining them, and pursuing them. We know that without mass media, you cannot get Biafra. It is as simple as that. You cannot win the argument. There are Igbo people, there are Efik people, there are Idoma people, there are people from Urobo, from Ishekiri, from Ejo, from Ndoka people that we are arguing within ourselves. Is Biafra here or there? If you don't have a radio to articulate, to debate, to agree, how can you get to a consensus? How can you get to a consensus?
Hello. Can I say something again? I was hearing about this radio Biafra, but I wanted to make sure it's something real. I'm so excited to know that it's something real.
Thank you very much. Radio Biafra is real. And you people should organize yourselves in South Africa. Get your friends together. We only need 10 people in South Africa. Only 10. If 10 of you come together and agree to work for Biafra in truth and honesty, that is all we need. Only 100 people committed across the border, we'll go and get Biafra. Yeah, very simple.
Okay. Yeah, but there was a time even we went to protest, even in the union building, all those things, we've been protesting. But if something like this was done, I think it could have at least to make our movement to be more well-known. But I'm happy that there's something like this now. I will try and go back to them and tell them that Radio Biafra is real. If there's any movement we want to do, at least it will maybe we'll inform you guys over there in London. And also, I would like you people to make sure that our people back home can be able to get this radio easily, because it will help them. It will enable them to know what we are doing, because we've been, this struggle is in our blood. We can never, we will never leave it, because people have died for it, and there is no way we will go back and leave what our father fight for. That is our land. We must achieve our dream. I'm happy to, I just want to say, like, keep it for now.
Thank you very much. And keep spreading the news and the information about Radio Biafra. Get your friends and family to also listen wherever they are on this planet. Thank you very much for calling. and God bless you. We'll go to Dr. Egemba to find out what he makes of what he's been hearing so far and what his contributions are before we go to Carol to give us an update on Facebook. I don't know if people are adding their friends or not. We need to know why they're not doing that. We don't want to be surrounded by cowards. It is better we are only two or three or four than to have cowards all over the place doing nothing. Is Dr. Egemba there, please? Is Dr. Egemba there? Dr. Egemba, no, we may have lost him. We may have lost him. Please, Barrister Mamizu, are you there?
Steadily.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this my brother tried. He said to you, he's been hearing about Radio Biafra, and now he has confirmed it that it's real. It's facts. We are not kidding here. We are here to actualize, to bring our memory back home, to bring what we started with, what our forefathers stood for. This is what we are bringing back home. We are no longer into this wishy-washy kind of unity in Nigeria that was not well thought of, not well brought about, built on a fake foundation that is about to fall and shatter very soon. We are going back home where the originality of that name, Biafra, that stood for hundreds and hundreds of years before Nigeria was created. I'm glad, as I said to you, Director, about half an hour ago, our people are coming into reality. Now, our brother also said again how we wish that our people are getting the information from Radio Biafra. They are listening. There are people back home, the mainland, that are listening to Radio Biafra. People are listening to it in Lagos, in Port Harcourt, in Owerri, in Aba, in Enugu, in Onitsha, in Anambra, everywhere. Our people are aware. They are following the stages of how far we've been and how far we are going. So our people are alerted. People from South Africa, India, name it, they are following Radio Biafra. And before very long, we will meet our objectives.
Thank you very much, the eminent barrister himself. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. You've been waiting. What is your name and what are you this evening, please?
My name is Victor. I'm coming from Nigeria, Abuja.
You're Victor from Abuja. Are you receiving Radio Biafra in Abuja now?
I'm receiving Radio Biafra, but it's stressful. Sometimes it will be difficult for me. I'll use my MTN, etc. I will load money. Sometimes the streaming will be so fucked up.
Oh, it's terrible.
But I'm grateful all you guys are doing, really. Because of the last time I was on Thursday or Friday, I had where we were complaining about the transmitter. Transmitter is very important to us here in Tanzania, because the network here is very, very poor.
Please tell your brothers abroad to help with this transmitter. They are the ones you should be appealing to, not to us, because we started it, we set it off, and Australians are carrying it on their head. Our brother Moses Nwigwe came out and said he will even make his own family homeless in America if he were to come to it. Tell you, use your mouth to appeal to your brothers and your sisters abroad to help with this information. Information is key.
Okay. That is one reason why even I admitted more because of it. I said, okay, let me, because of it, let me pay 10% of the money I'm getting from my working out from. I'm paying 20,000 now, but I paid 10% of it. Last Friday, I still paid him, I paid you $50.
You did, okay, that is very good. If somebody in Abuja can contribute, how about people who are living in London, people who are in Manchester, people who are in Edinburgh, people who are in Cologne, those of them in Munich, those of them in Berlin, those of them in Madrid, in Barcelona, in Vienna? It's incredible. It is incredible. We need information. Without knowledge, we cannot get Biafra. Our people, they say that Christians, they have gone to church today, donated money to church, and clapping and dancing in the church, praising God to bless them. If the Bible you carry to church, we want you to open it. Open that Bible that you carry to church. Or if you don't know the correct verse, maybe barrister would know. Ask for where. Go on the computer, Google, and say, my people perish due to lack of knowledge. Go and type it in and see what knowledge is all about while we go to school.
Let them help us. Please, let them help us. Anyhow, they can, let them help us. We need information, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sure they have heard. Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. We have our brother on the line again. Please let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. You're the caller. You're through to Radio Biafra via Skype. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Ugu Lawrence Chukuma, calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Sanamudi, ekenemuno.
And there wo ogbakwara ji beke against one nu e wele maka ndi agbata obi anyi na egent ndi ozokwa.
Okay. Because actually want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, based on our last meeting, okay? Last week. Like day before yesterday, we had a meeting and one person raised a question. Why is it that we are like, what are we going to tell people out there, especially when we are doing awareness? Are we going to tell people like our Igbo people, what are they going to gain, you know, to achieve this Biafra? So one person said that, is it must that we Igbo must know what to gain before before we can achieve Biafra, or we should know what to gain?
Who asked that question?
It's just a member
I want his or her name, because that is a true Biafran. When you're into freedom fighting, what you're fighting for is freedom. Freedom is the highest prize you can give to anybody in life, because with freedom comes everything. I'll answer it this way to you, my brother. When God asked Solomon, what do I do for you? Solomon did not say, I want one castle or two, one hotel at Owerri, as some people in freedom fighting are doing. I want a chieftaincy title. Solomon said, give me wisdom. With wisdom comes everything else. Once you get freedom, if you are making 1 naira in Sabongeri now, you will make 100 naira in Biafra. That is nothing. Look at your life now, the way your life is. What we are saying is that in the new Biafra, your life will be infinitely better. I will give you the quote that the former Melford Okiro, the former River State Governor, Melford, people in MPN, people who can remember him.
Melford.
I sat with him in Stratford when he was alive. Okay. Stratford here in London. I attended a meeting there, myself, Tukudumi Kazo, and a man called Ali, Dr. Lee Ekine, that actually told me, he is an Ibibio man. That was the Ibibio man that wrote a book and told me the meaning of the word Ibibio. That Ibibio means Ibonta. That's the meaning of the word Ibibio. Ibibio means Ibonta. That is the literal meaning of it. This man is from there. Gowon convinced him to come here as the ambassador to rubbish Biafra. He is crying today. As he's about to die, he is weeping, wanting Biafra. He took myself and Tukudumi Kazo to go and see Melford Okiro. You know what this man said? The man said that if they had known, this is a former governor of River State, a former governor said, if they had known that the oil they are sharing with everybody, that if you share it amongst your brothers, this man gave me an Igbo adage, Izukamana Neji. Yeah. From his mouth, he said that word, Izukamana Neji, which means if we had shared the oil amongst ourselves in former Biafra, we would have been better off than sharing it with people from Kanuri, people from Niger Republic, like Sani Abacha, people from Lake Chad, people from Togo, from Benin Republic. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Freedom gives you everything. Where if you are washing plates right now in Washington, you will come back home and you'll be a lord of the manor. If you're doing 10 jobs, you come to Biafra, you do one job.
Thank you. To gain freedom in Biafra, you understand? One of the problem now is that most of us here are scared of hearing Biafra. Even we Igbos here. Like if you are telling them about, okay, how are we going to come together to be in a, as in to be, to form a group to actualize our aim as in a Biafran, you understand? They will tell you that they are scared. If they remember what happened in 1960, what happened in the olden times, what their grandfather, their grandmother told them, and after that, because of such stories, they will not join a Biafran group in Malaysia. And because of that, they will also tell people, and people will be biased to hear such things. So I don't know how you address such issues. So people will not know that we are not fighting this thing physically. We are fighting it through the media communication, through our wisdom, the wisdom God gave to us to actualize our dreams, our aims. But people will first of all ask you, what are they going to gain? Is it when Biafra will actualize it, you see that the leaders will take all the posts. They will take everything that they are fighting for and leave the masses for them to suffer.
Lawrence, I will answer this question again for the final time, hopefully. I have said it before, and I will say it again. We are not fighting for Biafra that we may lead Biafra and become commissioner or other type of nonsense. Anyana ha agba ajama anyi mariano. We are not in this business for what we can get out of it. We want people to write what we are saying down, write what I'm saying down today, and judge me with it when the time comes. I, for one, will not run for any political office. I will not seek any contract from Biafra. I will not benefit one dime from Biafra. I will not accept one kobo from Biafra. My job is to help bring about Biafra, and why God sent me to earth, that job would have been completed. Nothing more, nothing less. We want our people to understand that. Let nobody go and be comforting themselves in their hopelessness and stupidity, thinking they are doing it for what they can get. That person is not well. We are in this struggle to be free. I want to die a free person, not as a slave. I cannot die as a slave. That is the vow I made between myself and God. Instead of me to die as a slave, I will die standing on my feet. I cannot die as a slave and be buried as a slave in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That will not happen. Let them understand that. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. And we must make it very clear that we got a report from our brother, the leader of the Biafran movement in Malaysia, Ikechukwu Enyiago, who is saying that a prophet called from Malaysia. Please, prophet, if you are on Skype, which I know you are on, add Ikechukwu.Enyiago. Go and meet your brothers and sisters in Malaysia. Malaysia is very powerful. Malaysia is going to buy us a printing press, the free newspaper. We want to tell Nigeria that we are Biafrans, that when we come with our own mass communication, it will revolutionize everything. We want to start publishing free, I didn't say paid, free newspaper that will be distributed every morning all across Biafra land for free. And the Malaysians are going to buy it for us. Malaysia will buy that very machine. They will put their money together and buy it, the same way that Australia is coordinating the transmitter. That is what we want. America will give us satellite. America will give us satellite TV and satellite radio. Everybody will have work to do. The Canadians will have their own work to do as well, so that people will understand that Radio Biafra, we are done to send anything to Radio Biafra. Go organize yourselves where you are. Think of what you can do for your country. Think of how we can help bring about. It's a collective effort, not a one-person, two-person effort. We cannot allow Moses Nwigwe to put the wife and the children on the street in America because he is selling his house to fund a transmitter. We will not allow that to happen. Let us do what we feel is right, wherever you are this evening. We welcome the quality of color this night. Is great. It is fabulous. Let's go to Carol to give us an update as to what is happening on Facebook. Are people adding their friends on Facebook?
There's a few adding in tonight, but the Facebook in general has been quite slow, actually. I think a lot of people are having trouble, or they're getting bored because they have to do it one by one. And a lot of people are having trouble with phones and handsets. A lot of people just inbox me. Carol Monday, inbox me and I'll try and help you. There is a few members have actually just given me their email and their password and saying, Carol, look, I really can't do it. Do it for me. Which is amazing that the trust they have in us. And kudos to them.
So somebody gave you their email address.
More than one.
More than one person.
Three or four today.
To add their friends.
Because they couldn't do it. Yeah.
That is amazing. And people are saying that we don't trust each other. Please, barrister, do you see what is happening? And people are saying we don't trust each other. People are giving us their password and giving us their email address to go into their Facebook account to add their friends. And yet people are saying we are not united. Barrister, have I lost you? Barrister, have I lost you? We may have lost it. We may have lost Barrister.
I'm here, Director. I'm listening to Carlo on the inroads she's making on the Facebook area, which is very congratulatory. Carlo, well done. I'm very impressed. You're doing a very good job for Biafra. It's not only Biafrans that are handling this regime issue. We have friends of Biafra, wives of Biafrans, and well-wishers of Biafrans. God bless every individual. Director, I was hearing you saying what the Canadians will do for Biafrans, what the Americans will do. Even the Malaysians are promising
that they will give us the printing press. I mean, we are blessed. You see, when you come to mineral resources, the Biafrans are blessed. The Nigerians are eating today and feeding today. It's coming from Biafra land. And when, remember last time, Director, I think it was about 2 months ago, I was shedding tears on air, which I didn't like at all, because I hardly shed tears. Even if somebody dies, I control myself. But I was shedding tears that Nigerians are victimizing their neighbors, Biafrans, which they took us as if we are slaves. We are not. If you have something to eat, you have something to drink, you are no slave. It's because of the help of the Americans and the British, which of course they have regretted, putting us together. Somebody with a different religion, somebody with a different ideology, somebody with different culture, they matched us together. It's regrettable and it's a big shame. And if we don't get our beloved country, Director, there's no need for us to be existing as idols, individuals, people from Delta, people from Calabar, people from Lower Delta. There is no need for us to exist as human beings. If we don't re-establish and realign ourselves as we are created freely, we cannot be under bondage, under the Fulani houses to be ruling us up to today. It's going to be a big shame. Whoever wants to do their best to help the cause that we are pursuing, please do your best. Before you know it, we will actualize and realize where we are going. God bless all of you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. And I was commenting, perhaps the line was a bit shaky there, that when people say we are not united, how can we not be united? Malaysia is supporting us. Malaysia is going to buy a printing press. Australia is supporting us. They are coordinating the worldwide effort for the transmitter. People are saying they don't love themselves. They don't love each other. America will give us satellites. We know that they're going to do that. By the time we finish with Nigeria, we will do to them exactly what happened during the colonial era, which our people don't know. When the Europeans came, they first met the Yoruba people. We were busy fighting them. We didn't want them to come in. We were busy fighting them. We were the last people they penetrated, so to speak. But by the time we woke up, we took over every aspect of governance in the country. Although we came late to the table, when they saw our, you know that these people don't know how to discriminate. If you're better than somebody, they'll take you, regardless of who you are. If your whole family can do a job very well, they employ all of you. They don't really care. They want somebody who can do it. They don't apply federal character. There is no quota system with them. Igbos, we are everywhere in the country. We are telling them this evening that the race for media, which they have used to brainwash and turn us into cowards, by the time we launch what we are going to bring upon them, they will know. We are giving them only 2 months. We will overtake all of them. Only 2 months. We will have a free newspaper that will be delivered free, quality newspaper delivered free. We will call, reach our people via satellite. We will come to them on AM, FM, on radio, all over West Africa. We will stream to their mobile phones as well. By the time we finish with Nigeria, they will know that indeed we are blessed by God himself. That is why we keep saying here, regardless if you bring your help or not, if you are not led by the Spirit to join this very battle, you are not one of us. You can see that.
Director, let me go up a little bit. There was a friend who was asking me 2 days ago, why is it that we try to antagonize one another? Why is it that we don't give each other ways to progress? I said the reason why is because of the Nigerian Biafra war that descend on us. And the reason why that was so is because every Igbo man, every Ibibio man, every Efik man or Delta or Anioma and Lower Delta man is now trying to survive. If we remember what happened in the Nigerian Biafra war, the Yorubas and the Hausas wanted to exterminate that particular race. They want us to just remove us from the surface earth. Now, after the Nigerian Biafra war, all we had was taken away from us. The Nigerian people are progressing today is the rebuilding of what the Biafrans are doing. Now, the reason we are having these problems, everybody, you are on your own. All the things that we used to have has been taken away from us. Director, if you remember that we used to have yam in Biafra land, we don't have yam anymore. All those things are cleaned, finished, dead. We used to have cocoyam. All those things are gone. Look at the industries we used to have. Look at the breweries we used to have. They are all gone. Everything that every Tom, Dick, and Harry that finishes university or polytechnic is Abuja. Now, the Biafrans do not have anything to lean on. What we have now is every person on your own. Fight your tent for Israel. That is why they can turn around and say the Biafrans don't have each other. It's not true. We are now working on empty-handed. Therefore, everybody wants to succeed. Because for me to rise up, I have to get anybody on my way out. But when we have things in abundance, when God gave us the natural resources that we are born with, we are all living in harmony. We all know what we are doing. We are helping one another. There was no armed robbery, there was no stealing, there was no police. But our enemies brought the curse upon us. And this is what we have to remove. We have to do our best to go back to our unity, to go back to how we used to be before. Nobody should be afraid to answer Biafra. After explaining why our people are afraid, a friend called, a Biafran man called, our people are afraid of Biafra. Why should you be afraid of who you are? Why should you be afraid of yourself? This is the wrongful information planted by our enemies in order to bring us down. Divide and rule. We have refused the division. We have refused the route because for 52 goddamn years, we have never succeeded in that route. I just came back from Nigeria. That so-called geology, according to the director, nothing is working there. The road is still the same. Water everywhere, but none to drink. Electricity is intermittent. Network, you are holding MTN, and they are telling you the phone, the mobile phone you have is switched off. There's nothing. Imagine that Biafra is existing. We do have this rubbish. Okay. Would we? You have MTN in your hands and my mobile phone was on. You called in and said the mobile phone will have been switched off. Is that the thing we have to live on? No, director. Biafra must stand up and stand a must.
It is going to stop. Who is going to stop it? They have not given birth to the person. Nobody. God is only using all these people to punish us as he did to the Israelites. That is the only simple thing. Is that we are surrounded by enemies. If we offend God, he will use them to come and flog us. That's all. Because barristers, we used to say before, when I say to people that Nigeria is not that that strong militarily, people disagree with me. That is why I love Abagana so much, and anybody who comes from Abagana, that very sector during the war, they came in thinking they would crush us within 24 hours. We defeated them at that very set piece battle at Abagana, where Murtala Muhammad ran back. In fact, we would have killed him if not for Jukwu that said release him to go and tell Nigeria that Biafra cannot be defeated in 24 hours. That was when we fought Hausa people and Yoruba people mixed together. It was Hausa and Yoruba coming to fight us at Abagana. We defeated them.
Yeah.
But then the white people then joined them. Europe, America, everybody joined Nigeria to come and fight us, to defeat us. If not for United States, for Britain, for USA, for Russia, for Egypt, Nigeria could not have defeated us. We want our people to understand this historical fact. The fighter jets that Nigeria had, We are MiG jet fighters and bombers supplied by Russia. Their entire crew, they were crewed in its entirety by Egyptian pilots. There was no indigenous Nigerian pilot that flew the MiG-29 supplied by the Soviet Union. They were flown, bar none, by Egyptian pilots. These people could not have defeated, and the world has moved on. What we are telling our people is this. By the time we finish with the media battle, when we defeat every existing media nonsense they have against us in Nigeria, our people will know how formidable we are. We are letting them in on the secret bit by bit. But for people to think that we just came out with nothing discussing Biafra, they are mistaken. By the time we give them the full range of what we have, as I said before, they will beg us to take Nigeria and leave them, take Biafra and leave Nigeria alone. Nigeria will beg us to go. By the time we are done with them, they will be the one begging us to leave them alone. This is only the beginning. It can only intensify, not slacken. Thank you very much, Barristan. Please stay where you are. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
My name is Anthony Obi.
Anthony Obi, where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, good people. Malaysia are
yes,
good.
I am really, really very excited about the topic today because I've been listening for quite a while and I am really impressed with what is going on. You know, this whole thing is what I've been always been saying about our people being cast down by people outside. You know, they build this concept that we are bad, so that they will just keep on putting us down. And this is why I always try to keep on talking to Radio Biafra. This platform should be a platform that we should use to build ourselves morally up again. We should use this platform to ginger ourselves, to tell ourselves, no, this notion that people have about us is wrong. This is not who we are. The average Igbo man or average Biafran is a peace-loving person. He's an industrious person. He's somebody who loves himself and not money. You know, it is this whole thing that makes us to think that we can always use money to buy the low self-esteem that outsiders build upon us. What so people may always try to misconstrue it that we love money or we can do anything about money. But when people cast you down, you don't have any other choice than to use money to cover up that shame or whatever they have put upon you.
Yes.
So I am really, really impressed the way you guys are handling the topic today because it tends to point out to the original figure, original point that Biafrans are not what people call us. We must be what we call ourselves and not what people call us. So this is what we must try to use Radio Biafra to do, to try to re-engineer our image, build our image up again, make people to understand that we are this and not what they think we are.
Thank you
so
very much.
So that's the point I want to make today.
Thank you, but stay where you are because this is critical. What you have just raised now, it has got me thinking in a different way and in a very positive way, I hastily add. You know, this issue, you know, a lot of our people are all over the world claiming asylum because of what is happening back home, because of the killing back home, and rightly so. And sometimes they give them asylum and sometimes they don't give them asylum. Because of what you have just said about reminding people about our value system, we use Radio Biafra to educate our people, especially those who are not born in Igbo land or who never visited back home, to tell them how we used to live. Let us give them education this evening. Barrister is here with us. He is he's a lawyer practicing in England, so he knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
In Igbo land, you'll come in a minute, so you can add to what I'm about to say. In Igbo land, where we come from, if your mother wants to beat you or your father wants to beat you, and you run to the nearest person and hold that person by the waist, your father can never touch you, your mom can never touch you. Do you know that?
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it is.
We want people to understand that anybody who... That is why when we say allow the Shekris and the robots to come, if we build Biafra and somebody from Sokoto is a Christian and is fleeing persecution and they run to Biafra, we have to accommodate them. It's in our nature.
Yes, this is who we are.
As a people, we allow everybody to live in peace. There is nobody that is being... Let people go and ask their grand uncles or grandfathers or grandmothers back home. There are people living in your village that we are finding life difficult somewhere else. They ran to your village and your village gave them protection. That where they are running from cannot come to your village and kill them or touch them. So we started practicing asylum before they wrote English constitutional law. Before people started to tell us about freedom of right or freedom of goat, freedom of cattle, freedom of fowl. We knew all these things and we were practicing it. In present day, if you go back to your village and observe, if your mother is pursuing you, your father or anybody, you go to the nearest person, that person could be a small child. You hold that small child by the waist, that is the end of it. Your father, your mother can never touch you again. That is the natural concept of protection when somebody is in need. And when I hear people denigrate where I come from, denigrate my culture, denigrate what I represent, it makes me mad and I get very, very upset. There is nothing. I say to people, if you study Igbo political system very, very well, the whole world want to adopt it. It is the finest. I have never seen anything to compare to it. If you sit down and watch it slowly, is it our legal system? We had trial by jury before they wrote Magna Carta in England. We knew how to try people. We never had magistrates. One person as the chief judge. That is nonsense. We had a people, they go out and deliberate on the merits of the case and return a unanimous verdict. we started to practice this judicial system that they guard jealously in America and in Britain. We had it before the Europeans came. But because of the stupidity of the few that attended Western education, they did not realize what their ancestors had built. And they messed it up. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, the worst part is among ourselves. You can have people sometimes that will tell you, oh, Igbo people, they will kind of tell you, oh, okay, Igbo is it, or Igbo this, Igbo that, you know, all those degenerating words. This is trying to cast us down and making us to believe in what we are not. And this is very, very wrong. It is very, very wrong. People will only believe what you think of yourself. If you put out yourself to be a bad person, people will take you as bad. If you put up yourself to be good, even though people don't know you, they will first of all accept you as what you tell them about yourself first before they now examine you to see who you are. So, the point I'm trying to make tonight is, if we can really use Radio Biafra as a rallying point, instead of using it to castigating ourselves or pointing out our ills, let us try to use it as a ginger point to tell us, no, this is who we are. Because when in Igbo land, we used to say that egotari ogunuku, it becomes a good sound in your ears. So what you said every day about yourself is what people take. If you keep on being negative about yourself, people will take you as a negative person. If you keep on being positive about yourself, everybody around you will become positive. So if Radio Biafra become a positive point about Biafra and about every struggle about Biafra, everything about Biafra will become positive. But if we make it a castigating point where we keep on telling ourselves, oh, we can't move on, this is where we are not, this is where we are, or this is what we can do or not do, it becomes a kind of demoralizing platform. So, what I'm trying to say is, let us use Radio Biafra. Let us put aside our ills. We know there is nobody, every human being in this world, we all have ills. We all have something bad about us. But let us put that our badness or that our ills aside and focus more on our strength, what we can do. Because when we keep on, if you keep on telling a group of people, yes, we can do this, this is what we can be able to do, you find out how easy that task will be. Instead of telling ourselves, no, we cannot do it, or no, we are bad, or no, we are this, or and keep on demoralizing.
Yes.
Some nights ago, when I listened to Radio Biafra sometimes, and director, sorry, I have to say it, and you have to become very angry sometimes.
Of course, yes.
So
yes.
I will be like, oh my God, can man be learn a little bit from Barrister Imam Mizwan and channel points in a way that it will be positive instead of negative. Because I really want to comment Barrister Imam Mizwan when he talk, he really, even though the whole topic will be like, oh, it's on our head, but he find a way to turn it around to make it positive, and this is very, very good. It's very, very excellent.
Yeah, maybe that is why he's a barrister, yeah. Not.
Thank you very much. You guys, if I keep telling everybody I find in Malaysia here, if we are going to get Biafra, and forget this thing you are talking about, you are not going to accept any elective vote, this is a big lie. We need people with your spirit. We need people with your zeal. If we have 20 people like you, man, in Biafra, we will be as great as America. Go and mark it somewhere. This is what I said.
I'm honored.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to thank you.
Thank you very much, my
brother. Soon we are going to organize ourselves here in Malaysia, and we're going to do something big, and everybody is going to hear it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. I take your observations and your criticism on board. I have taken it on board. We'll try it. I think Vice Mamesi will be very happy to know that our sister called from Germany and said I was too angry. Our brother is also calling and it's the same thing. I should be more cheerful. Maybe, I don't know how to do it. If Nigeria can stop killing our people, then I'll be cheerful. Maybe if Barrister Mamizu can, in his own way, be able to perhaps coach me on some of the finer points on how he does it, how he remains very calm despite every provocation, I will gladly learn from him. But for me, I don't want my people to be killed. I don't like it. I despise it. And heaven knows, if I have everything it takes, I will confront these people even alone. There has to come a point when you draw a line in the sand and say, beyond this point, no more. I hate capitulation. I despise cowardice. I don't like people who are conniving. I don't like people who are greedy. I hate people misusing the sacred name of Biafra. People who don't know what Biafra means, you go and read it up. I don't like people misusing it. My brother, I am very grateful for your advice, and I have taken it on board. I have taken it on board, and I promise I have repented and I have changed. If you're listening to us, this is Radio Biafra, we're reaching you from London. Please, Prophet, please make contact with Ikechukwu Eniago. We can also report categorically. We can confirm, please, our brother sent us a message. Please, Chidozie Oguanya. Chidozie Oguanya, or you can correct us on the pronunciation. Chidozie from Qatar. We got the message you sent to us. The message you sent to us, we got it in good faith. Thank you very, very much. All the way from Qatar. You remember that Radio Biafra needed to be sustained, and you did something. We are very grateful. You support us every month. We are very grateful for that. And we'll continue to provide Radio Biafra to you people. If you ask us to not to be upset, we will not be upset. If you ask us to start dancing, we'll start dancing, because it's your radio station. If other people agree with you, that is exactly what we are going to do, because you are the ones that own us. We don't own ourselves. Anything you ask us to do is what we are going to do. Let us try and see if we can take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are reaching the whole world. Please, oh no, we've lost him. Please do try and call back, or if you wait, we can. As a matter of fact, try and call you back. You know the numbers to reach us on. And as soon as we can re-establish contact with Barrister Emma Mezu, we'll be able to bring him to you. Once again, if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. I'm Onnamdi Kanu. I have Barrister Emma Mezu with me, and also Carol Monday, who is doing the what is called new media work. We'll go to her in a bit for an update. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Nambe.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's Michael Okafor calling from Spain again.
Michael Okafor from Spain, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, what I want to ask again about the message I've been sending about to coordinate my people here, because all this while I've been complaining, but I'm still complaining, you know.
We have said this to you before. Can't you do something on your? Can't you begin to get people together on your own? Forget about other people. Do something. That is what leadership is. An assignment has been given to Spain to do something. Spain is for some reason the coordination is not working very well. Take it upon yourself to head it, to put something together. We know that our brother Ono is traveling back home. I don't know if he has traveled. Yes, we know that another of our brother that called yesterday as well. There are two of you in Spain that call regularly. You know, three of you, as a matter of fact. So why can't you take it upon yourself to put out a message out there to say, this is my telephone number, anybody in Spain can contact me? Why can't we do that?
Okay, I will do that, but actually I was trying to know those guys that have been calling all this work so that we can be communicating, we know what next to do.
Do you mind if we put your name out or your Skype name out, or how do you want us to do it?
The thing is that I will send my name. Hope you know my name.
Yes, Michael. You're Michael, isn't it?
Yeah, Michael Okafor. I've been sending message. I can even send you my number again.
You mention your number on the air if you want our brothers and sisters in Spain to contact you. You can do that now.
I can do that. You're right. 6322.
6322. What is the... Okay, just 6322, yes?
6322, yeah. 887.
Yes.
Then 45.
What is the code for the area?
The code is 34.
Plus 34.
Yeah, 346. Something like that. It's a Spanish code.
Good. It's plus 34.
Yeah,
six,
then
63.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah.
745.
Yeah, 745.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anybody in Spain should get in touch with our brother. There is also somebody calling from Spain right now on the phone. We ask him to call back. There is somebody calling from Spain on the phone. We are asking that person calling to take down plus 34 63 22 88 745. We're expecting big things from Spain, the same way we're expecting from Italy and from Germany as well. Malaysia is going to give us a printing press. We can publish newspapers for free and give to our people. We can publish magazines and give away. We want to educate our people in every. Yeah. We don't want any excuse. Oh, I didn't hear it. I don't have internet. My line cut. No. We want to come to them on radio, on every platform known to man. We should be able to reach our people. We want Spain to support every initiative that Radio Biafra is embarking upon. We want Italy to do the same. We want Germany to do the same. We want everybody to take up one assignment they want to do. Please stay there, Michael. We have another caller from Spain. Please stay where you are. Let us go and take this call and see what they are going to tell us this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Ono Nwabeze calling from Spain.
Ono Nwabeze from Spain. Yes, our brother is here. I don't know if you have taken down his phone number. Have you taken it down?
Yes, I've already taken it down. I'll be traveling by weekend, you know, by next weekend. Okay. So if I come by, everything will work. We are preparing. We already done the groundwork. Then I called Australia about 2 days ago. I tried to assure these guys that I'm very, very committed.
Okay, Ono, thank you very much. You are doing some. You've taken the number down, and our brother Michael Ono is going to make contact with you. Ono is going to contact you to take this further. Ono,
yeah, of course. There's a number that called me now. It's like it may be him. Maybe I will call him later.
Wonderful. So you people should get together and get Spain going as quickly as possible. That is what we like here. We want, when we talk about a country, somebody calls from there. We are very grateful. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Yes, Carol, do you have an update for us?
Yeah, I have somebody on that's come through on Facebook and is wants to organize Holland. So other people from Holland coming through. He's given me all his details, his Skype number and everything. So
is he comfortable for us to announce it on the air for Holland to get ready?
I didn't ask that.
Please try and find out if he's comfortable for us to bring Holland into it for us to announce his number on the air so everybody in Holland can go to him. We are imploring those of them in Germany to also do the same, that this is Radio Biafra. It belongs to you. It is not ours. It is yours. Let us use it to get together. Radio Biafra is the village square that you see that can connect people from all over the world. Here we take advice from you. We advise you. We give you directives, you do it. You advise us, we also do it. They said I shouldn't be angry, and I shouldn't say anything that would dampen the spirit of our people. And from today onwards, I promise not to be angry. I promise not to do anything, not to dampen the spirit of our people. But please tell Boko Haram not to kill our people anymore, or tell police and P2B not to kill our people, or else I may, if I get angry, you please them, you have to bear with me, because I hate to see our people dying. I don't like it personally. We have Barrister Emamezu with us. We lost him briefly earlier. I don't know if we have managed to re-establish secure contact with Barrister Emamezu, please.
Yes, Director. Thank you very much. As eloquently as you do handle this program. But I want to correct an impression from our callers, our listeners. They are making very good points all over, as usual, and as always. But what I want to tell them today and or every other day is that Director Nnamdi Kanu has to be who he is. Without Director Nnamdi Kanu, there won't be all the people calling in. I will please Director Nnamdi Kanu, ask you not to change. Remain who you are. Your aggression into this particular Radio Biafra is bringing people into this program. Your aggression is made on a positive way. When people know what to say before they will call in, they remember how you handle the situation. They remember how you talk to them. Please do not change. Nnamdi Kanu is an extrovert diplomat. Barrister Emamezu is an introvert diplomat. We cannot be the same. Director Nnamdi Kanu cannot be Barrister Emamezu, because if you have two docile people in a program, it becomes very tall. Nnamdi has to be aggressive. He has to be passionately controlling this program. And I have to, in my own nature, bring things to equilibrium, if you like, using economic terminology. I would like Nnamdi to carry on the way he is, to carry on with his passion, the way he's bringing this program to make everybody get up. If I am the one handling this program, some people might be sleeping because I'm very quiet, because I'm a diplomat who likes to handle things in a very simple manner. No, It cannot be the same. There is a particular adage in Igbo language. It says, "Kiki mama mamga muru moni ojo ya muru moni ke ya kegi ke ahongo." I'll be happy. Instead of my mom to have a coward, let my mom have a hero. If he dies within his heroism, I'll be very proud of him. We cannot all be docile. We can't all be quiet like Barisema Mezu. Let Director Nnamdi be who he is. But what I've always said to him, which I was very happy that our brother from Malaysia supported me, Nnamdi Kanu, please, and I'm glad you said it, for the last time, stop saying you will not have a stake in Biafra when it comes. If you don't have a stake, how can you, are you going to become Moses? Who led the people of Israelites and did not reach the promised land? Please, stop saying this, because we will have to handle Biafra when we come. We have to tell our people. And let me give you another reference. Emeka Anyaoko was the former secretary of UN. That guy was not indicted for any corruption. He was not indicted for any stealing. He was not probed for anything. That is the nature of the Igbo man. Emeka Ekweme, I'm sure I got his name right. Dr. Emeka Ekweme. Is it Emeka Ekweme, director? Please correct me.
Is it Alex Ekweme?
Alex Ekweme, yeah?
Alex Ekweme, he was former vice president.
The former vice president was with Nigeria as the vice president. The guy was not indicted. The guy was not charged. He was not found guilty of any wrongdoing. But look at all the former leaders. From the Hausa Fulani, from Abacha to Babangida, Babangida to, name all of them, Atiku. They've all had something to steal. They've all had something to take in. But when it comes to arguments, an Igbo man is a lost money. It's all crap. It's all rubbish. This is just call a dog a bad name and kill it. Igbo man has not done anything wrong. What the Igbo man has is his brain, his ideology, the brain to do something good, the brain to manufacture, the brain to trade. That's what an Igbo man has. And that is why he is hated, because of his innovation, because of his intelligence, because of his outspoken. And Igbo man will tell you, I don't want my name to be dented because of this, because of that. But they will turn it around. Our enemy will say we are corrupt. No Igbo single man has ever been indicted in the name of in the history of Biafra. Otupu was there. Otupu was not indicted. Instead, he used his father's money to fight the war. He used his own father's money. He's an Igbo man. The way they mention the Igbo man's name is bad, and they will stop it. If you say Igbo man has done APC, we believe in law that something we call res ipsa loquitur. The fact speaks for itself. If you say an Igbo man has done it, bring the evidence. But if we say the Hausa Fulani, they've been ruling Nigeria, and that is where we are today. But look at Nigeria, 52 years, no electricity, no water, no good road, nothing good whatsoever. If an Igbo man was there as the president or the minister or the prime minister of Nigeria, this would have been different. And that's why we fight tooth and nail, maybe this time not by God, but by media. Media war, whatever Biafrans, anybody can do, we do better. When people are telling us we are only broadcasting in London, Director has been to Australia. He's been to Nigeria. He's gone to Israel. This is what we call mobile latest technology. How many countries can do what the Biafrans are doing? The reason why the nations don't want Biafrans to get up because they know what we can do. We are not bad people. We don't kill. We look after our own. We don't chastise our neighbors. We don't crucify anybody around us. When it comes to asylum, we welcome people. We look after those who do not even belong to us. And this is what we have to go back to achieve. Biafra will stand. All those people calling us bad names, shame on to them, because no Biafra has done anything wrong. They left us in destitute. They left us after Nigerian-Biafra war. We are the one building Nigeria today. Go to Abuja, is the Biafra. Go to the North, is the Biafra. Go to Lagos, Biafra. Wherever you go, the governments are building it. Why can't we take our country back home and build our own country for ourselves?
Thank you very much. Well spoken, as always. As I said previously, perhaps if I could present things the way you did, I would have been a very fine barrister. the way you are. Thank you very much. But I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not.
You cannot be.
I cannot.
You know who you are. Show that we can enjoy this program.
Thank you very much, Barrister. You're very kind. Let's go and take this call. We've been waiting. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. You called Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, please, my name is Mr. Okonkwo.
Okonkwo.
Well, I'm calling from London.
From London, Mr. Okonkwo from London, please turn your system down or you go away from it and speak to us because it's interfering. It's coming back at us, please.
Yes, I'm calling right now.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please, and make your point. And thank you for waiting so patiently. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. The only reason I call is for you, Monday. Because somebody came from Malaysia and was saying something about you. I almost answered the same question I wanted to answer. You should not change your method of broadcasting. You must continue as you are doing, and that is what the France want. You don't have to please anybody to say the things that you say. Just go ahead and do exactly how you think the things should be done right, and carry on. That's why you're a Ghanaian. The one lady has just told you that you don't have to change. So if you say it, then it's what you are wanting to think about it. Please, that's all I want to point out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your kindness and thank you for waiting all this while we have listened to it. This is Radio Biafra. We are running perhaps, you know, more than we had bargained for this evening, but it's your station. We are here. As long as you call us, we'll take your call. But I must give a particular mention to Charles. Charles C. Quarelos. That's the name you put down. Charles C. Quarelos on Facebook. He is adding all his friends. He has listened to the message from Radio Biafra. He is right now busy adding all his friends. Charles C. Quarelos, wherever you are a true Biafran. You are doing what you are supposed to do. And may you continue to be emboldened as you do this. This is what we want everybody to do. Go and add all your friends, please. Don't be afraid. Don't be a coward. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where
you
are. Yes, give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Go
hello,
ahead.
Hello, I can hear you.
Go ahead and say, make your point.
Hello.
Please. Give us your name.
Okay. My name is Eko Shishuku Jesse. I'm calling you from Nigeria. What's the topic?
You're calling us.
Hello.
Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
I'm not on there now. I'm not on Radio Biafra now.
You have to listen to Radio
Hello.
Biafra to call us. Do you have any points you want to make? Is there anything you want to talk about in particular? No. It's possibly what Barrister Mamezu was saying is Nigeria with their bad network. That is the way it is. If you've been trying to call us on Skype, please do bear with us. Do bear with us, please. Do bear with us if you're calling us on Skype. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Valentine Uswala.
Yes, Valentine Uswala. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Director, I just want to follow for that. Thank you and appreciate you. And just to add to what Barrister Mamezu said, you know, just be yourself. Barrister Mamezu was not remembering himself. All of you, your different personalities, you all add up to make Radio Biafra what it is. You know, when you talk, I start to remember the late Ernest Okong, one of our season football commentators. You know, it will make you feel as if you are at the stadium, even if it is far away where the match is happening. When you speak, I remember John Chukwu, you know, when he handles the microphone. Or even when the late weekend and Dagoba, when he's broadcasting the news. So it's as if it's in our blood. And you are another great person again on air in the broadcast business. So don't change. And we are very happy. We want to hear the voices. All of you bring something in. And that is why Radio Biafra is great. I just want to also say that, just like what Barrister Mamezu was saying about some of our greats, that have been in power, position of power, and position of where money and decision making is done, but never got tempted. I want to remember another name. Emeka Anyaoku was Secretary General of the Commonwealth, like he mentioned, but not the UN, and Alex Ekwueme as well. Then there was one that was a former deputy to Rangina himself called Komode Bitu Ukiwe. Ukiwe also actually resigned because he didn't want to be messed up with corruption. Ukiwe resigned from Babangida because they even tried to kill him. So every time that people have left, not forgetting Carlo Idika Carlo, he resigned from the Bangladesh administration. He was kicked out because he believed in the truth. He was exposing what they were doing in the Ministry of Finance.
That's correct.
When Abacha even took him again, when Abacha came and made him finance minister, he was sacked again because he said that even Abacha was making the wrong policies and that there are so many rules in the treasury. That's Carlo Idika Carlo. So we've got some of them, but you see, Nigeria is a country where people who are good are never praised. You can never hear such names being mentioned in any of these their media rubbish they've got, because these are clean gentlemen and ladies. You won't hear them. So just like by informing, we have so many of these people that are wonderful, that have been there and they have a clean record. And we are proud of them, and we know that all these lies about us are just lies, and we truly do, therefore, we are going to prove the world and give the world the true image of what a Biafran represents. So I just want to thank you all and say to all Biafrans listening, and to Carol Mendo, she's doing a wonderful job. God bless you. And to all the other Biafrans and friends of Biafrans, you know, you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much, Namda. God, keep on flying the flag. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I am honored with your call. I'm very, very honored. Please, Carol, what update are you giving us, please?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you as well. We're getting lots of comments about you, Namda, and they're telling you not to change.
Is that what they're saying?
They're saying, online? Stay as you are. Yeah, I'm getting online messages.
Okay.
And people asking for help. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to go and repent, take Holy Communion and repent. But they said I should remain the way I am. I thought I had done something wrong. Maybe I was committing a sin or something. Thank you very much for that. I love my people, and I'll do anything to defend their honor and their integrity. I don't want anybody stealing in the name of Biafra. That is my anger. I don't mind if you go and set up a shop somewhere and be stealing in the name of Igbo people, as Ohaneze is doing. Has anyone heard me going on about Ohaneze every day? The answer is no. You can steal anything you like in the name of Igbo people, is understandable. But when it comes to Biafra that lost 3.5 million people, I will go after you with everything I have. Unity or no disunity, I don't care. Once you steal in the name of Biafra, you are fair game. I will not spare you. Personally, I won't spare you. Because Biafra is sacred. Go and use the word Igbo to steal if you want to steal from our people. Please, that's all we are asking you to do. But as it has been said this evening, we are not greedy people. We are not criminals from Kalu, Idika Kalu, to all of them that served in the government. Nobody came out of there with shame. How can I then stay in a country where corruption is a way of life? No, I will not have it. I will not have it, and I will not have it. Let's take this call. They are still calling. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, it's Mondo Kenwa from Italy.
Mondo Kenwa from Italy. Go ahead. The whole world is listening to your voice this evening. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make a little contribution because of the Biafra.
Go ahead.
Because it's the five belong that Hausa and the Yoruba have manipulated out. You know, that is a quite long time. So, my little contribution is this. I want us to unite together as you people are doing a very great job over there in London. So, I would like to just put my own contribution to make us to unite, to make it to known everywhere in the world. So that this is the time for us to go back to home and to make sure that we are liberated and come out from outside the Yoruba, because what is happening in Nigeria is not the best thing that's supposed to happen an Igbo man, because we have a lot of problem with them, and they are still overshadow us, because maybe we don't have anybody that defending us.
happy for you people today that you people are making impact and moving forward that make people to know the whole world what Biafra is all about. So I would like to appreciate all your hard work, you people over there, and try to engage some people. I will try to link all that, some of my friends, to know how Biafra is moving forward. So by 2015, I would appreciate that we should go and just make it to everybody to go on his own path, because there is nothing like one Nigeria. We are just fooling ourselves. So I tell all the boys that they are fooling themselves by saying one Nigeria. There is nothing. That if you see your enemy, don't say that you are united with your enemy, because you are just wasting your time. So I'm just a little bit bitter enough to say all these things, but it's not. I will try to make my own contribution. I believe that if the anything violence come today by Igbo or Biafra or whatever, I will leave this place and go fight for it like Ojukwu was did in his own time. Now, so that is my own contribution.
Thank you very much for your contribution. What I'm asking you is, you are in Italy. Why are the Italians sleeping? The Biafran people in Italy, why are you people asleep? Have you not heard what Australia is doing? Have you not heard what Malaysia is doing? Have you not heard what Spain is about to do? Have you not heard what Americans are doing? Have you not heard what Canadians are doing? What is keeping Italy? What is wrong in Italy?
The problem over here that is people is not, we are not united over here. We are not united. People are just falling apart. So you understand me. When other people are telling him about that, they say it's not possible, just forget about it. They are just, some people are just ignorant because of them. They lack knowledge. Let me say in that way. Because when you, if you understand what happened, if you watch the fierce part of the Biafra war, you know what Hausa did for us and Yoruba, it will not just be telling yourself, fooling yourself by saying all those things. You have to fight for your future and for the next generation to come. So now, I believe that our population is enough now to fight it back again, because that time has passed.
Thank you very much. But get us 10 people where you are in Italy. Maybe what we need to do is to split Italy into three, into the north, into the middle, and then the south. We need Italy to give us, because of the prevarication in Italy, we are going to divide Italy into three. The north, the middle part, and then the southern part. Because what is happening there is unacceptable to us. We don't like what is happening in Italy. Let nobody say they were not told. Let them not come back and say nobody told us. We have been saying it. We have made the word Biafra the highest trending word anywhere online. Biafra is mentioned more times in a day than any other single word on the internet. I'm saying across the entire internet. We have made that possible. That is why we say to people, we need to be together. You need to bring your friends to Facebook. We need to keep hammering on this very issue of Biafra until even those who are deaf will begin to hear us. Because Biafra is the only hope we have. Without Biafra, you are nobody. If you exist, if you like, call yourself a millionaire, you are nothing. You are nothing but a mere slave. Until Biafra comes, you are nobody. Thank you very much for calling, my brother, and God bless you. Please, Barrister Eman Mezu is with us this evening. So is Carol Monday giving us update on Facebook. Barrister Eman Mezu, I would like you to come in a very short while with your opinion. But first of all, let's go and take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Uchukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia once again.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Please, Director Namibu, thank you so much for your wonderful contribution towards the achievement of Biafra. And, you know, as they said that action speaks louder than voice, okay? And I noticed that many people called you from Malaysia saying that they are in support of Biafra. But I will tell you the truth, Director Namibu, most of them here, they are not even in Radio Biafra group in Malaysia.
They are not in the council. They are not in the council. Are you telling me?
They are not in the council. You know, they are not even contributing in anything. They will just say they will do this, they will do that. They promise this one they will do. In fact, they want Biafra to be actualized, but they are not even coming out. They are the people that you, even if you see them physically, they will deny you that they are not Biafrans. They are not even Igbo. They will not speak English. Igbo. They will only be speaking English to you.
yourself as an Igbo man, you'll be confused. So I just want you to address, because I'm the PRO of the council here in Malaysia, I want you to please address, tell them to go and join the group, the organization, the Biafra organization in Malaysia. Tell them to go and be a member, to go and contribute, because we are working towards the machine that we want to set as into for the pressing machine. You understand?
Yes, they need to go machine.
We need them to come together. We need us, all of us, to work together. Not someone will be in Kuala Lumpur saying that he is a member of Biafra, that he wants Biafra to be actualized, while he is there sitting in his house drinking and enjoying himself without even considering that we have group committees here. So please, sir, I want you to address, or if you can pass my number to them, to know that, okay, such group is existing. Because I heard what Tony, the last caller, said from Malaysia, that they want Biafra, they can do, if any Biafran group, that they will form it and other things. But this group has been here for a very long time, and they are not even aware of that.
Okay, let us do it this way. Can you call your number on the air? And I will also give them Ikechukwu's Skype account, so they can add Ikechukwu Enyago on Skype. Ikechukwu.enyago on Skype. Please call your number for those listening in Malaysia to contact you people immediately and join what you are doing. Because we are relying exclusively on Malaysia to buy us a printing press, so we can start publishing newspapers back home and giving it to our people for free. We need to publish Igbo-speaking newspaper. We need to publish English-speaking newspaper and other languages as well. We have to try and surpass what our enemies are doing. And we are relying on Malaysia exclusively to fund a printing press. You people will put the money together and buy it. You tell us where it is. You come and carry it and ship it home. That's all we are saying. Okay?
Exactly. So my number is... are you listening, Director?
The world is listening, not just me. The entire humanity is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. My number is +60166.
Yes.
+60166.
60166.
Yes. 722.
722.
Yeah. 440.
440. So yes. Anybody listening from Malaysia, this is the number to. Don't call Radio Biafra and say I am willing to die tomorrow morning for Biafra. Don't die yet, please. We want you to know your brothers and your sisters in Malaysia. Yeah. And there was a sister of ours. I don't know if she's with you people. She calls us.
No.
Is she?
We don't have any sister in our midst.
No.
As I'm talking to you, Director, most of them here, they are just calling you, telling you that they are in support of Biafra, but they are not in the committee. They are not in the council. And which is very bad.
Okay.
They are even confused. I don't know. And I want you to address this issue of Igbo groups. Most of them, they have the Igbo groups in Malaysia, different groups. But we need to unite together so we can fight this fight to the end. Not that some people are having their meeting elsewhere. Other people are having their meeting elsewhere. Why Biafran group, we are here. We're supposed to stand as a one body to represent Malaysia. So that when we say something, all of us will actualize it at once.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm sure they have heard that. They have taken down the telephone number and also the Skype as well, which is ikechukwu.enyago. Anybody knows what Enyi is and Ago as well. Put it together, please. That is his name. You can Skype him and join your brotherhood, join the family in Malaysia. We are expecting a lot from you people. I must this evening also acknowledge the good work that Onyekachukwu Ezemba is doing on Facebook. Onyekachukwu Ezemba is also adding all his friends. If you have not done so, we are asking you to do so immediately. Ezemba is doing that. Chibuzo also. Akwari Chibuzo is also doing the same thing. Akwari Chibuzo is doing the same, adding all his friends. We acknowledge, we recognize what you're doing. It's excellent work. You are brave Biafrans, and we like what you are doing. When people sit around and do nothing for Biafra and say that Biafra, it makes my heart bleed. If I can get through to Barrister Mamezu, I will be most grateful this evening. Please, Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Director, I'm still here listening fervently.
Please, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if you are coming to a conclusion, which of course you know that...
We are coming to a conclusion. We are, yes. We are coming to a conclusion.
That is very fine. But let me find out my brother who called to correct me on
about Mr. Anyoko, who worked for the Commonwealth, not UN, and all the other names that you mentioned, the names of the Igbos who served Nigeria without a date on their name.
That is correct.
I'm so appreciative, and in fact, I'm even more excited that my brother brought more information before us to tell us that the Igbos are not greedy people, and we cannot be stained or dented by our enemies. Through what we have never done and what we will not do, because an Igbo man, every average Igbo man is conscious of his name, because we believe that good name is better than silver and gold. And this is what an average Igbo man and the Biafrans in total should adopt and should know, that we believe in who we are, not what materialism that we ever have. We believe in integrity. We believe in looking after one another. We believe in unity, in association, in godliness, if you ask me. We believe in good quality of life. And this is what our people should go ahead, realize who they are, go back home. We are fed up of staying abroad where we have been pushed around by immigration and the system, sending our people home. When we know, Director, when we know that we came from somewhere, we came from the land that flows with milk and honey, what are we doing abroad? What are we doing washing plates and washing toilets and washing every other garden thing? When you are in our own land, we can do far more better than what we are doing abroad. May God bless the Afrans wherever you are, all our listeners, our supporters, those who are our associates. We pledge, we pray, and we appeal to you to give us the support that we need, and at the end of the day, we will enjoy the proceeds of what Biafra can do, and of what Biafra do and will still provide in the near future. May God bless all of you, and may God bless Biafra. Thank you, Director Nandi, for bringing up this program, and thank you for our listeners.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I am Matthew Ndubuese Nwosu. I'm calling from Italy.
Matthew Ndubuese Nwosu. Italians are waking up, and it's a good thing to have this evening. Please go ahead. The floor is yours, and the world is listening.
Okay. What I'm saying is that I'm very, very grateful for what is happening now. Today, every person is out to see that we are liberated from the bondage of Nigeria. I'm very happy about that. Yes. We are here just like slaves because of the condition we find ourselves. And that is why yesterday I was told that Biafra gave order for us to be at home to remember people that was killed in Lagos, and which today recorded a great improvement on that. I'm very grateful. I will look into the email and then see how to do anything people ask us to do. I have any contribution, financial, moral, even organizing ourselves here for any kind of business. I am very ready for that, because this is the pipe to finish.
And what is your name again, please?
Ndubuese
Matthew Ndubuese. Okay, yes. Somebody, and this is your number, I presume, yes?
Yes, this is my number.
Somebody will get in touch with you. Thank you very much, Matthew Ndubuese, for calling. We are very, very grateful for your call. Thank you, and God bless you. That was our brother. Italians are now waking up, and that's what we want to see. But before we close this evening, we'll go to Carol in a minute. But I must read this message. It is a Skype text. I pronounced it correct because you can also text us via Skype. This is from Obed, our brother in Italy. Oh, I'm so happy. I just converted this guy that called from Italy just this night. I promise that many others are online too. God will help us to get more of our brothers. You have done very well, Obed. That's what we're saying. How many people have you convinced today? Saying I love Biafra and wearing All Hail Biafra t-shirt is not going to give us anything at all. What we want to see happen is go and convince people. Join us on Facebook and add people. I must quickly recognize the work that Chichi Obonna is doing. Chichi Obonna is a lady busy adding all her friends onto Facebook, which is a wonderful thing. We want everybody to join. We want to get to 100,000. So nobody will say, oh, I didn't hear about Radio Biafra. Nobody told me. We want to take the message to everybody. That is why you're adding people. So that people, even our enemies, will be able to carry the message of Radio Biafra to every ends of the earth. That is why you have to be on Facebook. All you need to do is to go to your Facebook page and add Radio Biafra London. Radio Biafra London. Three separate words. That is all you need to do. You'll be accepted to join the group and you add your friends. If you don't know how to do it, just ask a question, post a question. There is nothing to be shy about. Say, I want to know how to add people. It is there. You will see it and we will tell you what to do. Please, Carol, what is the state of affairs, please?
Some of those people that are adding now have actually come through me through my inbox and have asked them advice. But I wanted to come back earlier. One of the first callers talked about the churches and getting the churches involved. And also I've had a Mr. Online, Ike, that has suggested the same thing, that the churches need to be involved. And we also had a caller from South Africa. Now, South Africa had the Archbishop Desmond Tutu that stood for them as well. So this comes back to the church thing. If you get your bishops involved and the church is involved, and the church is through all the villages, if you can start spreading the word through the churches, I think this is a big thing.
Thank you very much, and please keep an eye on people adding on Facebook. We don't want somebody to come and say, I've done it, when they haven't done it. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is, hello?
Yes, go ahead, we're listening.
Can you hear me? My name is Okechukwu.
Okechukwu, loud and clear. We can hear you very well.
Okechukwu Ibe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Okechukwu Ibe. I've been very happy, glad to hear about Biafra. Yes.
And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm very happy to hear about our Biafra something, because here in Togo, there is nothing like that.
In Togo?
I'm calling from Togo, yeah. I'm calling from Togo.
Okay,
from Togo.
Good. Yeah, go ahead, from Togo. Go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Calling from Togo, because if I can, for getting, like, yes, to get, like, more than 10 people, I can do it, but the problem is that, it's, hello? Can you hear me?
We are listening. Talk to us via Skype. Don't talk to Skype and then listen through your radio. Turn your radio down. Listen to us through Skype, because the world is listening to our conversation. Everything you say, I can hear it, and the world is hearing it as well. Yes, so go ahead.
Yes. The problem is that if...
Hello?
Yes.
No, I don't think... What you need to do, please, is to turn your system off, because the sound keep bouncing off each other. You talk to us via Skype, it gets to London, it comes back to Togo, and you're listening to you via your radio, and it's not how to do it, please. Once we say hello to you and you hear our voice, please, your voice is already on the air. If you can hear from me, and I can confirm I can hear from you, your voice is already going through to the whole world. Please, we are very grateful for everybody who has called this evening. Let us take this as the final call, please. Is that the caller on the phone, please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Chikwadu, calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I'm trying to correct the impression of the previous guy that called from Malaysia. And what I'm thinking that he has not done enough to communicate to the Biafrans living in Malaysia. In Malaysia, we have got a lot of Biafran guys, we have got a lot of groups, a lot of associations of forming Igbo guys and Biafran guys. This people has not actually reached those groups to inform them what is going on. I believe they are doing all this within themselves. It is this evening that I'm able to, it is this night, just now, that I'm able to get the phone number of the people organizing Malaysia.
Do you have the phone number with you? Want me to give it to you again? Do you have a pen and paper, and I will give you the telephone number?
I've got the phone number, but okay. What the area I'm saying is that he's trying to say that the Malaysian people are not cooperating. They are the one who has not done enough to communicate with their friends in Malaysia. But we are lost. We have so many groups. So they have not actually gone far to reach these various groups
to inform them what is going on. They are doing it within themselves. But now, this, I've been able to get the phone number. I've been able to know what is going on. So now I'm able to call them. And personally, I will reach various groups by myself and try to do whatever I can to bring the people together.
Please, please, please do that. That's what we want. We want everybody to know their who their brother and their sister is, wherever they are. That is why we have this platform, so that everybody can come in. We connect you with your own flesh and blood where you are. We don't talk about one lady number or talk about one number. So we want to put it into practice. I hate theory in my life. I can't stand theory. When you say one lady number, if you are living in Malaysia, and they are living in Malaysia, and two of you are not interacting, he say, we are wasting our time then. That's what it means. We want all of you to be one. You can argue, you can disagree, but as long as Biafra binds you together, nobody's going anywhere. We don't want to build a Thank Biafra you. Whereby, if I disagree with you, you pack your things and you go to Cameroon, and say you're going to live in Cameroon because we disagree on a policy issue. We can be together, we can have debate. Debate is not disagreement, please. We can have debate, have different viewpoints, but Biafra is paramount. It binds us together as a people. If you see your brother, your sister, you acknowledge them where they are. It is important. Let us forget about those that may have disappointed us in the past and forge ahead in unity, in one bond, with one common purpose to go and get Biafra, because time is of the essence, please.
No, the issue I'm going through is, I'm talking about communication. Communication. So the communication, I will try as much as I can to help them. Now I've got the phone number. I will help them to reach the Biafrans in Malaysia. Because I believe they have not reached them. I will personally bring out my time and I will try to reach various groups. I will bring them together. I will pass the phone number to them. I'll make sure we meet together and see what we can do to bring ourselves together.
Please do that. That is what we want. We want unity. We want brotherhood. We want to move forward with one purpose, one focus, in one direction. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Before we close this evening, we have an announcement to make for Holland. Somebody came up and saying he is willing. Chinedu is going to coordinate Holland, he said. He said he's bringing himself out. If there are listeners in Holland, of course, we know there are many, many of you, hundreds of you in Holland listening to Radio Biafra this evening. This is the number to take down. Please go and get your pen and paper ready, or you can listen to Radio Biafra broadcast later on. You can download it and also tell your friends. Do you know you can go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co, and actually share to your friends on Facebook, inbox them this very episode we've done tonight. You can, if you click on the send button, on the message button, you will get the option there to put in their names. You can inbox them on Facebook, not just on their wall. You can send it via their inbox, the entire podcast this evening, so they can listen to it. If you're in Holland, please get in contact with Chinedu. Chinedu's number is +316 844 33046. I repeat, +316 844 33046. Chinedu is in charge of Holland. Chinedu will coordinate Holland. Holland also has been slacking. We want Holland to be as great as other people as well. If you have listened to us this evening, thank you very much. People are still calling. We know that for sure, but we can't take any more calls, please. But the conversation can continue after this. If you call Radio Biafra after we must have closed, our sister Chidera will be able, in the United States, will be able to answer and take your calls and your messages. If it is important and you want to speak to myself or any member of the editorial board, you are more than welcome to do so. If you want to leave us a message, please do so. If you need any help, there is Carol Monday to help, there is Chidera to help, there is Ebere Nwosu to help, there is Nonye Manning to help, there is George Agogo to help, there is Alphonsus Uche Oka from Efo to help, Dr. Gemba is there to help. All these people are on Facebook. They should be able to help you. Once you put your question across, you will have an army of people at your disposal willing to serve you in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. We cannot thank you enough for listening. Please, Carol, can you say goodbye to them and continue the work that you're doing, please?
Yes, good night, everybody. Keep adding.
Thank you very much. Please, please, please keep adding people. Join us on Facebook and keep adding your friends. If you make new friends, you add them. We need the word Biafra to be everywhere on this planet. We want people to recognize and appreciate what we are doing. We want people to respect the word Biafra and take away the red underline. When you write it on any word document, you see red underneath the word Biafra. We want to remove it. You want to remove it. Together, we are all going to remove it. Thank you very much for listening this evening, and you will join us tomorrow, 7 p.m. But by tomorrow, tell your friends about Radio Biafra. We love you all, one after the other. Even when we are angry, it's because we want you to change. We love you. God bless you, and good night.
Really?